ESPN, the Fan.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Woos Kebab Rap Fanage? Get Fanage Boots Boots Boots
Boots Boots Boots Boots Boots Boots Boots.
I have never heard someone say so many wrong things, one after the other, consecutively in a row.
It is the 15th day of January already, 2021. Good morning, everybody. My name is Chris Hockey. It's Friday. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. We've got Mr. Mark Parrish coming in to play some of the initials. AJ Monsert. Of course, John Kreisel should be here a moment as well. Zach will be in a little bit to break down that first wild game of the year. Let's get the show started, though, on a Friday. Jim Jeffries, David Spade giving you some comedy. I am so glad that you woke up and joined us today. Good morning to you. Let's have some fun.
I don't understand what's going on with the whole lotion thing with women, right? In my life, I've lived with six women, and all six of them have left me. And sooner or later, I'm going to blame myself. But not today. Every single woman I've ever lived with have a nighttime ritual. You all go into the bathroom for like 20 minutes, and you close the door, and then you come out, and then you get into bed, and you tell me what I've done wrong that day. And that's your little nighttime routine. Now, I don't know what goes on in that room, but I assume, I can't be positive, but I assume you are covering your body head to toe in some type of lotion that you think is vital for your existence. Now, I'm 42 years old. I wear makeup for work, like when I'm on TV, they put makeup on me. I never even wipe it off. And they give me a towelette, and I go, don't worry about it. And apart from that, I've worn sunscreen. I'm arguably an alcoholic. I used to be a heavy smoker. And my skin is flawless.
See a lot of dates here tonight. A lot of gals. Reminds me of growing up here. I was a bad date. Horrible date all through high school and college. Here's an impression of me on a date in high school. Come on, chug it. Thank you. Yeah. Little drinky poo. Here's my impression of a girl in high school I invited to a party at my house.
So, where is everybody?
They just took off. How about a jacuzzi? Split! Here's the last thing a girl in high school says to me on a date. What'd you put my drinks in? Okay, that's enough. That's quite enough.
Whoa, time out.
Where's the pizza?
Alaskan Pipeline. The Houdinis. I'm fixing to dance.
January 15th of 2021. I'm Corey Cove. That's Chris Hockey. That's Paul Meat Sauce Lambert. Zach Halverson is here. It's an initials Friday, and since it's Friday, that also means that John Kreisel is here. Hi, John.
Good morning.
Fellas, I got a question to start the show for all of you. When was the last time the Power Trip Morning Show flat out started the show with sports? The answer's today.
No. Vilardi drops it back, and it's picked off. A breakaway for Kaprizov. He's in. He shoots. He scores! Kaprizov, in his wild debut, wins it in overtime, 4-3.
That guy's that bitch.
That was sick. I stayed up and watched it. I did.
What?
What?
He can't sleep. He's on the roids.
Yeah,
that's part of it. I was struggling to sleep. Plus, honestly, wanted to watch our guy do the post game.
Okay.
Which... of course it went to overtime. Remember on Wednesday, Parrish goes, I'm sure the game will go to overtime.
I'm sure it'll go to overtime.
But Kaprizov has two assists. He's all over the ice. He's playing like a beast. And then he freaking steals it in overtime and buries it. Off his skate, but still.
He is
looks like he
bitch.
Lost it a little bit, but kind of half kicked it in, but not a full kick, because then it doesn't count. That was sick. Zach, you, I assume, watched it.
Yeah.
So why? What do you? You're wide awake. What do you mean?
He is.
I thought you were staying at the hotel getting some sleep.
I did stay at the hotel.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
I got
the
a DoubleTree.
The difference between like 4:15 and 5:15 is a huge difference. By
I'm
the
sure
way.
It is.
But yeah, it was an incredible night. I mean,
what
that
a
was
fun
really
start.
Cool. I mean, you couldn't have written it better. Like you said, though, I'm shocked they didn't review it. Falling us out right away, and but we got lucky, and
he never kicked it though, right? It just went in off
the
skate.
I think it probably still would have stood, but I'm just shocked that it was like when we were going to break for the post game, it was kind of nerve wracking because it's like, are they gonna, you know, we're gonna get the break and they're gonna go, it's not no go, but they never reviewed it. We're happy, and I haven't had that feeling of elation in a while of an overtime game winning goal.
For.
Yeah. And yeah, exactly.
Or hockey didn't pay for.
There's Marco Mikey. Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. He's on FSN right
go
now.
Go for it.
Hold on. Nope, that's the wrong pot.
Well, you had such a big fan. And yeah. Anthony, so that's going to make you feel good in the new gig, right?
I'll sign your jersey anytime, Anthony.
All right. Well, when it comes to the defense for the Minnesota Wild, they have always been able to hang their hats on the fact that they have had one of the best decors in the league, a group of guys that are very reliable and responsible when it comes to the defensive side of things, but also a group that can find the back of the net quite a bit. How valuable is that combo?
Well, you look at the Wild, and one of the things they lost some goal scoring with Eric Staal. You look at these new guys. Guys coming in, obviously Kaprizov, Fiala. We're looking at everybody to chip in. It might take a little bit of time. The one thing that D can do is take a lot of pressure off those forwards by chipping in offensively. The decor's been around. They're very solid. We know what they can do. Obviously, Ryan Suter, Spurgeon chips in. Dumba's got that big shot. Brad Hunt's got that big shot. They have weapons back there that can really take the pressure off the forwards.
He sounds great.
He sounds great.
There's Ryan Suter getting ready to have another.
Sexy, too, doesn't he?
His hair looks sharp.
I'm so happy.
His dress game is solid. Yeah, he looked, again, I even said this to him on Wednesday, right? This is not like your big debut on TV. He's been on TV a billion times.
The
St. Cloud State, NHL Network. So this isn't his first rodeo, but still it's a new endeavor and it's a new team, as Marnie laid out on Wednesday. Parrish killed it last night.
Yeah, I watched the pregame. He was so good, man.
He did great.
He was so good, dude. And I'm so proud of him in a weird way. It's weird to be proud of a guy who's made a lot of money, but I'm really, really proud of him, dude. He looked polished. He looked awesome. He sounded awesome.
If he was nervous, you can't see it.
Right.
Right. Can't tell.
He's such a pro, man.
Well, and the full deal. Look at the past year he's had.
I know.
Yeah.
And this is truly like the pinnacle. Like, he worked his ass off to get to the spot. So
he earned it.
That's what he 100% earned it. And it's great to see him.
Yeah, this is a victory lap, right? Good for him.
Yep. Hell so, question, Zach.
Yes.
Are the Kings supposed to be good?
No.
Okay. So,
no.
I was hoping that he's like, hell yeah.
Yeah, they're
like,
going to dominate the Western.
Yep. And so now they're playing.
Yeah, the Western.
Quite frankly, I'm a little angry that we
partner.
We not only gave them a point, you know, when we could have scored a goal. I mean, I'm not going to be critical of a Wild.
It sounds like you're being critical.
But
why are
you being so critical?
It seems critical.
Cover, what's your problem?
Oh, they didn't cover.
Don't the hockey people say that it takes a while to get your legs under you?
My hockey people
say that. No one
says it to me.
Yeah,
I've been waiting a long time.
You watch the pregame though, or the postgame with Parrish, and you go, man, this guy's he's solid, he's smooth, he's calculated. Then you listen at 8:15 on Fridays and go, that can't be the same guy.
Yeah, it'll be a hockey question, and someone else gets it.
Yeah, that's about right. But hey, I can't say a word. Actually, I should just shut up.
Good for him. See, I went on the ESPN app and just set scoring alerts, so when I woke up, I could look at my phone and kind of see the order of things, and then I saw
they won in overtime.
Dude, that's a great idea. Man, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, I do that.
Then you wake up in the know.
Yeah, right.
But you don't. You can still get sleepy.
Foligno's tying goal was awesome.
Awesome, yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. Zach Effort, the Kings defensive guy there for a second, just completely lost control of the sight of the puck. Just kind of did a 180 or 360 trying to pinpoint it, and Foligno just slices in and just hammers it. That was sick.
He looked great.
Listen to Corey.
And, I watched a lot of it. It was fun.
Is that the first full game?
I didn't watch the full game. I watched. I think I turned it on with about 12 minutes to go in the third because it was 3-2 Kings. So I saw Foligno's tying goal, the rest of the third, and then overtime, and then Parrish's, I think, first and maybe only appearance on the post game, and then I dozed off.
Were you playing Rocket League before?
Was not.
Did you see that the people put Kaprizov's goal to the Titanic song?
Yeah.
It's so good.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
That's cool.
Dude, that kid not only scored the game winner, he had two assists.
Yeah, 3 points in his first game.
That's awesome.
This is the equivalent of back in the day, waiting 2 years for Rubio and him scoring like 37 points and nailing a buzzer beater to win it.
And
he didn't do that, but that would have been the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was, to your point too, Corey, John, the goal scoring, it was 1-0 Wild. Kings score three straight, 3-1 going into the third, and then they battled their way back, and it was led by Kaprizov getting those assists. It was Fiala played phenomenal. I'm excited to see him continue his growth this year. And then
I forgot Victor Rask was on the team until he scored.
Who had Brodin as scoring the first goal of the season for a while this year?
I had 20-1.
Really?
Oh, yeah, you now.
He's still on the team.
That would have been more. You might have been gotten more.
No, it's definitely more than 20-1.
It was probably plus 6,000. But I don't know. It would be nice to be able to bet on sports here.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Ooh.
That would be great.
So there was an elected official in the state of Minnesota that was tweeting at you and the Power Trip yesterday, saying that sports betting in Minnesota is going to be on the table yet again. Now, do you think it has a chance this year?
It has more of a chance than it's had in a while, I think.
Really?
Yep.
Why is that?
So Pat Garofalo's carried it in the House many, many years. She is a senator. She's a Democrat, so she's in the minority in the Senate. Pat's in the minority in the House because that's each chamber, one party has control over. So she had said, this is kind of the closest we're going to get to making everybody happy. Not happy, but fine with it. And the key to all of this has always been getting the tribal casinos to be neutral. Not even in favor of it, just not opposing it because they have a ton of political power in the state, and if they're opposed to it, it's dead. And so with this, the way that I was told it's currently written will be, and it hasn't been fully introduced yet, has to get written by the revisor's office and printed, and then they can start it. But it would be the Running Aces in Canterbury would have in-person sports betting. Same with the tribal casinos. Mobile betting would only be for the tribal casinos, and there'd be a waiting period to get everything up and running, like a year or so. Okay. So it would be like 2022 mobile, but right away from what I've been told.
So all casinos could have in-person brick-and-mortar sports books.
And that's the key. There's not enough money in sport. There's not enough money in sports betting for them to care too much. They want people in there playing slot machines.
Right.
And so getting them there, and that's going to, they've always been opposed to non-in-person gaming. So this would be a way to say you can have it. And then the key for the mobile betting would be tribes could have it. You need to make your deposit in person. Mm. And so that's how it's currently written. There is a 0% chance that it would go through without any amendment. So obviously there will be changes and whatnot, but there is a chance. I will say this. Calmly, politely talk to your local state rep and state senator and tell them that you're in favor of it and why. And this isn't going to solve any budget issues. There's not enough money there, but it's better than nothing. There, from what I've been told, there's funds in here to help with problem gaming and whatnot.
Hi.
So Chris, you can go to treatment.
Thank you.
Yeah, and Dov's there now. Yeah, but
when the fun stops.
So this is it. It's got a long ways to go. It hasn't gotten a hearing yet. It hasn't been introduced yet. So
I like. There was at least one person on Twitter that fired back, and you always got to be wary if it's just one. But I'm sure you dealt with this when you were down at the Capitol, and every elected official deals with this probably every day that they work. But some guy or gal tweeted basically like, this is the last thing we should be worried about with all the problems going on right now. It's like, you can work on more than one thing at once.
There's always something more important going on.
Of course. Sports betting is in the big picture. Of course, it's not that important. But the tax revenue and what the tax revenue could fix probably are some of the things that person is concerned about, right? Whether I don't even know what that could possibly be, but there's a million other things it could be, whatever his or her concern was. But this is the last thing on the list.
There's always...
Not the last thing on my list.
No, it's top of my list.
Think about it. We're sitting in our house this weekend. We'll be watching NFL football. And it's going to be great. There's people dying in the world. There's people start. There's always something more important.
Right.
But that's not how we need to live our lives.
That's all of us, I bet, at one point in our radio careers when we've done anything attached to a charity have heard exactly that. And I've done that. I've heard that when I used to do the lupus show. They'd go, aren't there bigger problems than lupus? Well, first of all, thanks a lot.
Right.
And number two, maybe not to the people who are suffering from lupus.
Right.
Like, we can cure cancer and lupus at the same time. Yeah, there's other things to worry about.
Dude, isn't it truly, and again, you guys know the stuff that I do.
Yeah.
You would not believe, how do you get hate mail from helping a charity?
You can't believe it.
But it's unbelievable.
Because it's not somebody else's priority.
You can't believe it.
Unbelievable.
You spend your evening hosting an event, trying to raise money, and then you go home and there's an email telling you how rotten you are for trying to help people.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's why you just want to stop. You know what I mean? You're like, what did I, you know?
Never let it get to you.
You do.
Never.
But you do have nights where you're like, where's the vodka?
So we also have this problem with social media, and I've neglected to bring this up because this is like 7 or 8 months old. This is back to the George Floyd month or so where riots and things were burning down and protests and all that stuff. So, Lake Street gets decimated, right? And I got, we got a handful of tweets. I don't know if you guys remember seeing these, but somebody was basically like, I've seen, PJ Fleck down here helping clean up. I've seen so-and-so and so-and-so down here. Where's the power trip?
Right.
So he literally, you can just tell, he literally is saying, if they don't give their time or money to this exact cause right now, in my mind, they're bad people.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you don't care about what happened.
No, right. Yeah. But he also has no idea if, and I'm not lying, I didn't. I never went down and helped clean up. Mm-hmm. But he didn't know that, right? But since I hadn't posted on social media, he thought that was the only thing people do is, if you help, you gotta post it. Some people, and this is going to blow his mind, donate privately, their time privately, their money privately. They do things without public notification. Right. And which, by the way, this is what Carly and Jason get ripped for, which I think is so dumb. It's, you're just doing this to promote your own brand. Are you nuts? You know how much work they do behind the scenes?
Right.
You can do both. You can use your platform to get attention, not for yourself, but for the cause as well. And it is a win for you too, but it's also a win for the cause. But you also are allowed to do things that are good and not post it on social media. The real world is not just what you post. I haven't seen the power trip down here. How do you know I didn't donate to causes? I did. Didn't post it. And I don't care. And I don't have to tell you
where I gave all my money to Zach.
Yeah.
That's the same thing as donating to black-owned businesses. It's the same thing.
Thank you. It's about time someone said it.
Yeah. And
there are a lot of people who do it just so they can post it on social media.
Exactly. And that's why I feel bad for Carly and Jason, is we all know them. That is not why they do it, right? It's just not.
Yeah.
But there are people that accuse them of exactly that. But there's other people where you can see right through it. And it's people that we know. I'm not doing the same thing to other people that people are doing to Carly and Jason. You can tell because you know them. Like, all right, this is just for the attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
if I were them, I would take my money and I would sit in my house and I would never leave.
Just swim in it Scrooge
McDuck.
Look
at me. Look at all my money.
I will say I can't say it's the greatest thing I've ever done. One of the best things that ever happened to me was running for office and winning my election, because the stuff you get in that spot, you learn you need to do what's right for the most of the constituency, and you get hate from both sides.
Yeah.
And it was humbling for me, because you're never going to make everyone happy. And we're told that, but in that job, I learned it firsthand. And ever since then, I haven't been worked up over criticisms on social media and all that. And it I'm sure it's difficult at
How
times.
How much has it changed our relationship, you and I?
A ton. Yeah, we used to
butt heads
about politics.
Absolutely.
And without listening to one another, where in politics, yep, I learned you have to listen to the other side. You don't have to agree with them, but at least you go, I understand where they're coming from.
I think it made us closer 100%. By a mile. And we were close before.
It matured me, which I needed big time.
And I'm still waiting to mature, but you know, I like matures.
I'm glad you guys are both.
As you can see by my YouTube.
I'm glad you guys are both on better ground now and doing well, but I didn't see anything on Twitter about you guys down on Lake Street.
Yeah.
So you guys can say you're good people all day long.
Well, listen.
You didn't donate to the cause exactly when I demanded that you did it.
And the way that I would do it.
The way that everybody was required to do it.
The only time that I've been, I was almost in the news for being down on Lake Street, but Lawyer Lambert helped me out.
Oh, yes.
And it got expunged from my record.
It was like 8 years ago, though.
I was horny, and I had $20 in my pocket. And they needed the money.
The funny part is, what
was his name?
You already said you donated.
Sure. He said he donated to Zach. Yeah, it was my dad.
Yeah,
and then he put on his lawyer cap when he needed to defend both of them.
Yeah, I told him he could keep his cap on, and that's it.
Oh. All right, everybody donate publicly this weekend. Everybody post your donations to Twitter.
I donated to the Iowa Sportsbook last week.
I would like to donate to some lovely casino tonight.
See?
I'd love to do that. That's right!
We're just doing it for attention.
Philanthropic in the morning.
Yep.
Your topic, he's Phil.
Thank you.
No, we're the maestro on the magnetic.
I forgot about that. That's right, yeah.
It's a dead bit because City Pages is dead.
Aww. Red Page Sports is next. Power Trip, let me join the fan.
The Fan.
Pissed blood!
Yow!
So, I went down the YouTube rabbit hole yesterday, as I was showing you guys before the show started. We've got to talk about that at some point, by the way.
For sure.
Oh, absolutely.
But I found this link of celebrities drunk on television being interviewed. And the one I'd forgotten about was James Brown. And he's obviously smashed. And he's being interviewed by a news organization about the fact that he had, I believe, shot a gun at his wife or something. And he was about to go on trial for it. He'd done something horrible. And
did she do though?
Oh, they had fought all the time. Like that was, and then he obviously went way too far. But he's doing an interview, and he shows up in this like gold yellow suit and dark glasses, and is so messed up you can't believe it. That he at one point just starts. She asks questions, and he just gives her answers that are the names of his songs.
Brilliant.
She's like, how do you think you're going to handle this? I feel good! What? Yeah. I gotta post that.
Moves. I'm jealous. I want his feet.
He's so horny. He was so horny.
Well, the Disgraceland podcast on him is... You can't believe it.
You can't believe it.
You can't believe.
He may have been the horniest person that ever lived.
And all the
he was coming from the king over there.
I know. He's my idol.
And all the devil's dander.
You even said, calm down, James.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, turn the mic on.
Game recognizing game right there.
That's what it is. That's exactly right. Man, yeah. Anyway. I'll find that and give it to Zach to post for you guys. We'll put it on the old KFAN.com.
Oh, right on, KFAN.com.
That's right, baby.
Yeah. Get those clicks.
All right, let's do this.
Time now for Front Page Sports, presented by Ryan Pasiga Criminal Defense.
Thanks, Ryan Pasiga Criminal Defense. This happened last night right here on the Fan.
Velarde drops it back, and it's picked off. A breakaway for Kaprizov. He's in. He shoots. He scores! Kaprizov, in his wild debut, wins it in overtime, 4-3.
God, Pete's always stepping on touchdowns. Right,
but he's at every sporting event concerts.
He loves sports. So a pretty lazy kind of drop pass by that guy from the Kings, right? In Kirill the Thrill, as they're calling him, just snipes it.
He meets us that.
1-on-0 breakaway, and he just puts it past. Was it Jonathan Quick who's in goal for the Kings? Quick? And the Wild win 4-3 after a 3-1 deficit. They come back and score a couple of the third, and then the game winner by the big-time rookie Kaprizov in overtime.
And immediately when he scored, Jonathan Quick was like, he looked right at the ref like, he kicked it. You could see that he didn't.
We got to figure out how to...
What is that?
Capri Sun.
Oh, Capri Sun?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We need it.
There's only one. Capri Sun. Great taste of fun.
You guys remember that commercial?
We need a Capri Soft.
I don't remember that.
Well, Power Trip Quotes tweeted that. He did a Capri Soft t-shirt with a Capri Sun.
Oh, that's
with
brilliant.
Capri Soft on it. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
There's only one. That must have been my generation.
Oh, no. Are you kidding?
Do you remember that jingle, though?
Not the jingle, but
that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, I'm talking about the jingle.
We drank Capri Sun, but I don't remember that jingle at all.
Yeah, that must have been my generation.
Maybe. Same two teams tomorrow, Zach, right?
Yeah,
right here on the fan?
Right here on the fan. I think it was an 8 o'clock start tomorrow.
Yep, 8 p.m.
So, should be fun. Hopefully they can keep that going. And man, I'll tell you, a star was, I guess he was already sort of a star coming into it, but it was more confirmed than born last night.
Pete, really cool, but a movie called The Star is Confirmed is not very dynamic.
Yeah. No.
What do you guys think about Brad Cooper? No, he's the real deal.
Right. He was.
We don't need to make a whole film about this. He's very good.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
I've heard it's good. Speaking of good movies, so I've said it, 15 times in the show in the last 2 years. I haven't seen A Star is Born, and you guys have, and you guys love it.
Yeah, it's great.
Love.
And Angie told me the end of the movie, and I'm like, oh, what are you doing?
She goes, son of a bitch!
She goes, you're not going to watch it. I'm like, well, I'm not now.
It's predictable, though.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, for sure. Yeah. But I don't like spoilers. I'm one of those guys. I want to see the art the way that the creator intended to, slow burn it.
I think she meant, you're never going to watch it with me.
Probably. You just, John, before the show, blew my mind, the film that you haven't seen.
Thanks for not pausing.
I just cannot believe you haven't seen the movie that you're about to admit to the Power Trip listener base that you have not seen. Blows my mind.
Dark Knight.
Can't believe
what?
It.
What?
I watched the first two, and then I just didn't get to the third.
Which first two?
That's the middle.
Hold on. So
you saw Batman Begins.
Yeah.
Wow. Did you ever watch Dark Knight Rises?
This is before my theater room when it was just so I had a Blu-ray player and I bought the set. And I forget the order because now I've thrown
those away.
It's
the second one.
Yeah.
So Batman Begins is first, Dark Knight is second, Dark Knight Rises is third with Bane.
Okay. Yep.
So you've seen the one with Bane?
No. I saw the
So you just saw Batman Begins.
Yeah.
The one with Bane is good too.
But, yeah, the one with Bane's great.
But
Bane's actually here,
dude. But
I know.
And Batman Begins is good. It's fine. It really is.
It's okay.
Fine.
I was going to say that.
It's okay.
I was going to say I'll watch it this weekend, but it's just me and Chloe. So we're going to. I got movie theater snacks, and we're going to watch.
Aww.
We're going to watch Disney Plus.
Yeah.
What's a good Pixar? That'd be good for a 1.5-year-old.
Monsters Inc.
Or the first Toy Story.
One she loves.
Well, Monsters Inc. might be a little. Monsters Inc.
Toy Story. Finding Nemo is an easy
Finding
one.
Finding Nemo. Yeah. That's the one.
Oh,
Finding Nemo.
That's it.
That's great. A lot of colors. Yep. That'd be awesome. Yeah, she'd like that.
Perfect.
But again, how old is she? Year and a half. Yeah, that means she's still napping, right?
Yeah, once a day.
Yeah, once a day. That's dark nighttime.
Okay.
Yeah. Nap time.
You know what I was saying, too? Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, Platoon.
Not Pixar, but good.
Yeah, not for you, John.
There's animals, though. It's about an animal, technically.
Right? Or just watch some Three's Company, if you want.
Now I have to be really careful. Everything we say, she repeats. Now, watching The Wheel of Fortune, when they're saying P, she's B, C, C.
Gotta be careful.
I'm very, my wife needs to be more careful.
The final puzzle last night at Wheel of Fortune. Won $42,000.
I was shocked
at that dying. I have no idea. It was more than 8 hours ago, but
what was it?
It was a really easy one, and he didn't get it. It's always $37,000 or $38,000. Last night was $42,000.
Big win. Each,
I think this year, there was a, it always goes up by like $1,000 each year. You can tell the reruns because it's like $34,000.
Oh, is that right? Oh, yeah. I noticed
but
that.
Are you talking about celebrity one? Or
no,
are you
the regular one last night. Yeah.
I was pissed.
The one that comes on,
Because half of it was cut off.
Yeah.
I'm tired of all this turmoil in the country because it cuts
killing your wheel.
Keep missing the wheel.
Stop storming the Capitol.
Yeah, John needs to watch The Wheel.
I need to watch. Chloe needs to watch The Wheel.
Yeah,
you
haven't
seen Dark Knight?
I haven't.
Oh, dude, you're gonna love it.
Hello to you as well.
Hi, it's good to see you.
This is stating the obvious, but that's what we're good on in this show, specifically me. But
no.
It's going to take you one or two scenes to go, this guy deserves the Academy Award.
Mm-hmm.
He's that good.
I mean,
it was a no-brainer that he was going to win Best Supporting Actor.
I've seen clips, and he looks awesome. I mean, it just looks...
The lines are great. The cadence is super cool. Like, every time... They went Jaws on it, right? Where he's in the movie just enough where you're excited every time he pops back up on the screen, which to me was the difference between Joker with Joaquin Phoenix and Dark Knight. Joker, as Mr. Z once brilliantly said, he's never seen somebody carry a film more than Joaquin. He's in every scene.
Yeah.
So he's always Joker, even if he doesn't have the makeup on. But when Dark Knight's going on and every 15 minutes you get Heath Ledger for a minute and a half, you're like, whoa, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I'll get it.
It's like spectacular.
It's like you said, Corey, the Jaws bit is so great. You don't know where he lives. You don't know where he goes. But
there he is.
There he is.
And then it's awesome.
It's the best.
Yep. And that soundtrack, man, that
Christopher Nolan magic.
Oh,
I loved
the slot machine rips.
That did rip. Yeah. Dude,
we've done this with Tommy. Can we make that your week-long homework assignment?
Sure.
So next week you can give us a Dark Knight review.
Sounds good.
Just like 14 years too late.
Yeah.
When was that out? Like 07, 08?
09?
Say, can you see?
What color was
I made a list of movies once COVID started, was like, all right, we're gonna rip through all of these.
Mm-hmm.
We got through, I'd seen Goodfellas a million times, but to make sure that I was gonna have to divorce this wife, I wanted to make sure she liked Goodfellas. She
yeah
does.
Right. Yes. Sure. good
so
and I, you know, I'm gonna say it again, and I know it's an unpopular opinion, I think Casino is better than
Same.
Goodfellas.
I do too.
I go the other way.
I think Goodfellas is, but it's very close.
Right. Agreed, it's close.
I love What's Her Face in Casino.
There's been a few
better performances.
I think the three of them make that. I think Casino is better than Goodfellas. The three of them are such a good team.
Plus, I so desperately want to go to Old Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, that's why you go downtown.
I love it
Maybe
so
that's why
much,
I don't
man.
Like Casino as much as Goodfellas. I don't want to go to Old Vegas. I want Strip.
No, I've been going to
Modern Strip.
When I'm not sleeping and I actually get up, downtown Vegas during the day wails.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
You're dead to me.
It's one.
No, I would never go.
What's the witching hour?
Oh, way to draw
starts.
A line. You'll never go at night downtown.
No, hell no. It's downtown at night sucks.
If you've ever played Zelda Breath of the Wild, you know when the red moon comes out and everything. Yes. That's what downtown is.
Excellent.
Once it starts.
Excellent video.
Dude, and that's why
reference.
I love it. It's a little
it's
bit
so
dangerous.
Much fun. I love that.
It's the blood moon.
Yeah, it's like Thriller.
I might win $1 million and I might get stabbed.
Yes.
You know,
like
one way or the other, man.
Isn't
let's do this.
Awesome.
It's the best.
You eat that like big screen above you.
Yeah.
And you get the daiquiri and you get the weirdo like with like
you
the tassels on their nipples.
Guy. You're the reason I don't go downtown. It's a bunch of Zachs.
You drink out of a big football, don't you?
Zach's
I love that.
Zach's drinking Dax.
Yeah.
Yes, he is.
Dude, we got to get a Zachary. Oh, wait, that doesn't work, but it does. Zachary. We got to get Zachary's going.
Of course it works. Yes.
Yes.
A strawberry Zachary.
Oh, yes.
Or if we're going to have Tommy Day the first Friday of August, we should have a day that's just Zachs and Dax.
Zachs and Dax.
Oh, Zachs and Dax.
Oh, my goodness. Can I tell you guys something?
Check your phone, Hockey. Check
the
your phone.
The fan wants to give you a shot to put a grand in your hand with our national cash contest. Just text the keyword green to 200-200.
Yeah,
that's
man.
Green to 200-200. Standard text message and data rates apply.
You know,
that's
not,
awesome.
That's not in the system, dog.
Really?
Yeah, I got to load that in.
What is it?
A song that he wanted me to play. I'll load it in and I'll play it for you a little later.
Sweet.
Detroit Lions running back Adrian Peterson has been ordered to pay almost $8.3 million in a summary judgment to a Pennsylvania loan company after a defaulted loan in 2016, New York State Supreme Court records show. How many times have we talked about this? He's going to be broke.
That's what he's playing.
He basically is, but that's why he keeps playing. We've been saying this for years. He loves to gamble. He loves weed, which if you got millions and millions of dollars, weed's not that expensive.
Or even if you don't have millions and millions of dollars, weed whales.
And he's got 93 kids with 87 women.
Right.
He's going to be broke.
Well, and
he never had a Kim Hockey to keep him
Amen.
Away from
That's
that
right.
cash.
Yeah. Yep. And
103, it's 105 for
like a,
million.
It's for like a D'Angelo Vehicle Sales LLC, which is. Probably would mean he bought a bunch of cars with it.
It's D'Angelo Vickers.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of. But,
how does
man,
he have
we heard
no
the story,
money?
Well, we heard the story, what, a year or two ago? He tried to get a million-dollar loan at a bank locally, and they were like, no.
The Human Torch was denied a bank loan.
Right, yeah. Man.
That's a lot of Will Ferrell references.
That's
about
why
the last
he's
20
still
seconds.
Playing. a guy who makes $100 million like he did could have retired 5 years ago.
Yeah, but you got a whole lot of life after you retire.
Well, he's getting to the point now, though, where the veteran minimum is more than he's actually worth contributing to the team. And so I don't. He's going to spend a lot of time in court trying to get some modifications to the child support.
You know, that is for obviously a long list of differences. I can look at that, though, and say there, but for the grace of God, go I. Honestly, if I had a bunch
of
money and I were somebody
outside
who...
of the weed.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Banging chicks and spending money.
I can see me hiring somebody who completely took advantage of me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And not even caring to look and see if my money was still there. I mean, Elton John did the same thing. I told you I just finished the book. His manager, he had to sue his manager, who had been his manager forever, because he just said, okay, I trust you, you'll take care of my money. And then one day he got a letter saying, you're out of cash. You have no money left. And he's like, wait a minute, I just did the Lion King soundtrack.
Who, somebody else, you know, was in the news that just recently admitted the same thing, that like a brother took...
Wasn't a Evander Kane, was it?
No.
Garnett got taken for a
bunch. Wasn't it, didn't Dane Cook say this?
Well, and A-Rod.
Yeah, you told me Dane Cook said that. Sued. So, yeah.
But didn't Dane Cook's, like, brother do something similar to him or something?
I think that's
like
right,
that?
Yeah.
I hope that's not wrong.
I think that's what you told me. I could be wrong.
Yeah. That was his, because I'm right, his brother, I think, was his money manager.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you hire people that you trust to take care of you, and then you just live your life. And if they don't take care of you, I can see how that would happen.
But
I really can.
Think of the Adrian Peterson qualities that we know that I just kind of went through. Most of them, except for the weed, are you.
Yeah.
Right? You love spending money.
Oh, I love
you
it.
Love gambling.
Oh, man, it's the best.
And you like banging gals.
Check.
He's done a lot of.
Absolutely right.
Now, well, it seems like you're a slightly bigger fan of protection than AP.
That's true. I do like protection. Forms. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Or at least pulling out, for God's sake.
Greg,
when I first started being on the station, right back from Walter Reed, basically was just full-on medicated. All the pain meds that they give, whatever. That, of all the players I interviewed, that is the only one that I felt mentally superior to in that state. I was like, I'm much sharper than this guy. Listening back to me talking at that time, oh my God.
Dude, I'll never forget that.
You were doped
up. I'll never forget that. I can remember standing there. I can remember you doing that interview and standing there. Wow.
And you going, what is this guy talking about?
Yeah, what is this
guy? Does he see unicorns right now?
Right. How high is he?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Mark Parrish in about 40 minutes to talk about the Wild overtime victory over the Los Angeles Kings. Kaprizov with the overtime winner. So the kid makes a monster debut with two assists and the game-winning goal. We'll talk to Mark in about 40 minutes about that. Then initials at 8:15 with $17,500 on the line. My guess is Adrian Peterson will try to call at 8:15 and win that money. It's going to be tough.
Hey, Corey. There's a lot of people out there this morning dealing with the slick roads and saying, man, it's time that I had a four-wheel drive. You know what I mean?
Man, what an alley-oop that is. Because I'd like to tell you, Chris, about Luther and Luther Auto. .com. If you want a vehicle, they have essentially every make and model under the sun. So if you know exactly what you want, get it from a Luther dealership. You can find one nearest you at lutherauto.com. If you don't know what you're looking for, start shopping around on their website, lutherauto.com. And that's the great news, that if you want to buy a car, they will definitely help you out. But also, turns out the best place to buy a car is also the best place to sell your car. Luther buys. We buy at Luther, and they are looking for all makes, all models, and all price ranges. AP needs some cash. Maybe you need some cash. If you'd like to flip one of your vehicles into cash, you can absolutely do that at Luther. The process is fast. It's safe. It's simple. They'll give you an offer in about 15 minutes. So if you know where a Luther dealership is and you know exactly which vehicle you'd like to sell, drive it in there today and say, what about this thing? What will you give me for this? And they'll give you a quick offer. If not, again, just find one of their dealerships online at lutherauto.com. We buy at Luther and lutherauto.com.
On the Fan.
Just blood!
Yes!
Welcome back. Right now, it's the Power Trip Morning Show from the 651 Carpet Studio.
Crystal Pepsi.
Yeah, yeah, Crystal Pepsi. Remember that?
Crystal Gravy.
Super Bowl. Yeah.
Crystal Pepsi Whale.
Was that Bill's Cowboys Super Bowl?
That sounds right, because that's the right era. How great would it be if the Bills made it back to the Super Bowl?
Not great. I don't like Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
That's true. But how do you get I got money on
Josh Allen, though. Yeah, Josh Allen
Whales. I think they get beat this weekend.
You think so?
Yep.
You do?
Yes. Yep, I do.
You think the Ravens beat him?
I do.
You want a little grease?
I do.
Oh, yeah, it's the grease and the crease!
All right, Bill's minus 2.5, right? Or is the line moved?
I think it's still 2.5.
I'll give you 2.5.
Yeah, I think it's 2.5. Well,
let me double check. I think it's still 2.5. Tomorrow night, 7:15. The Buffalo Bills are 2.5-point favorites. I'll lay the 2.5. Name your price.
Hockey did in Colorado.
See, in my bet that I did online, I did the plus 125.
You took the Ravens money line?
Yeah. Yep.
We can do that too.
Let's do that.
You want to do that? Yep. So my what? You want to do 100 to 125? Or you want to do smaller than that? Your choice.
We'll do 100 to 100.
All right. So my 100 on the Bills to your other way around. Your 100 to my 125.
Yep. Let's go.
Booked. By the way, did you see that Power Trip Bets tweeted out that we're off to a great start?
Yeah.
That with how much we're betting, and you and I betting the $500 on the, what did we bet $500 on?
I don't remember.
What the hell did we bet on?
The hockey.
The Parrish hockey bet. Yeah. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Man, that's right.
That probably helped kickstart the year, but we're on pace for a $70,000 handle, right? Well, our all-time record's like 25K. We wanted to double it last year to 50, but COVID basically wiped away sports for 3 months.
Well, let's hope we get 4 golf majors.
Right,
that helps.
My point is
we will.
We're off to a big start. Let's keep it going. We're making bets almost every day on this show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what we need.
I'm shocked no one bet on how much snow was going to fall overnight. You guys have been very aggressive with the bets, and it turns me on.
I love it. We bet every day. Every day.
Yeah, I've got a handful of bets for this weekend. There's the... I like the under in the Packers game. I like the under in the Chiefs game. I like the over in the other two. I got all kinds of grease.
We've been talking about it all week, though, off the air. And everybody that says this on Twitter is correct. Betting the under sucks.
It does.
Sucks.
It's super stressful.
It's just not as fun. It's just not as fun.
Because you hope for punts and field goals.
And you're staring at the clock.
No.
Being like,
no,
betting the, yeah, you're right. That's
betting
true.
The under is awful.
It's, and I'm not talking about... The percent chance you win, right? A good take is a good take. At the end of the day, you want to win. And if the right answer is the under, you want to be on the right side of the bet. But to your point, if you like the under in two and like the over in the other two, then to me, I'm just betting the two overs. Right? Like, if I feel good, I don't want to bet the under. I hate betting unders.
Interesting.
Super boring.
I think I bet two unders. I did a parlay with the two unders and two overs.
Gambling whales.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Chiefs one's weird. 10 points is a lot, and they're 1-6 down the stretch against the spread. The Chiefs are. They just haven't been playing well on offense. Now, this is probably the time. Because it does seem like the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes, and it makes me so leaping jealous, that they can just go, yeah, boom, okay, yeah, and just march down the field.
But a 10-point spread in the playoffs is a big number.
Big time. And Cleveland...
They're getting the band back together,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
You're getting all those people back, the coaching staff's back?
No. The Chiefs are going to roll.
Well, maybe you two should have some grease.
The Chiefs
again?
Are going to roll.
10. Chiefs 10.
I didn't bet that game. I did in a parlay, but 10 points in the playoffs.
Did we already do this?
I have it with Carly. Yeah. I have the Chiefs. Sure. The $50. Chiefs are going to crush.
You're
going to
give me 10 points?
Browns and 10.
Yes.
All right, done.
Yeah.
All right, 50 bucks. More. See,
yeah.
Perfect.
Hell yeah.
We're going to hit the 70K mark.
I have no doubt that they could win by 10. I just also can see the Chiefs or the Browns kicking a field goal to make it 9.
Can I give you my quick take? And it may be dumb, but I think it's probably better than mine.
I just did it on a whim.
I think it. No, this is my
how you win
take
NBA bets.
On that right. game, though. The Chiefs do to your offense what a lot of teams like to do to your defense, where they put your offense on the field so much, they wear your offense out because you go on these 8 to 10 minute drives to try and keep their offense off the field, right? That's the game plan to beat the Chiefs. Well, then they come out and they score in three plays. Then you got to send your offense back out. That's why they're so good.
I've never heard of an offense getting worn out.
Well, but if you're, I mean, I don't, I mean, I don't know. That's what I. But I don't know.
Maybe he's right.
Normally
I don't know. We'll find out.
I've just never heard that take. Man, such and such lost that game because they had the ball the whole time.
But they, but against the Chiefs, though, they can score in 2 to 3 plays. And as we saw against in the Atlanta game when they needed to win that, Mahomes got out there and just slung that touchdown.
Just to play devil's advocate, because
sure.
That's my favorite.
Sure.
Thing.
Yeah. And
if the other team is on the field so much because the Chiefs are scoring so fast, then aren't you wearing out the Chiefs' defense?
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I think it's more of a demoralizing thing where you go and you have this meticulous 14-play drive.
Yeah, sure.
And you're like, awesome, great. And they just...
That's what the Rams used to do. That's what the Vikings in 98 used to do. Yep. The Patriots in 07. It's just, it would be like, wow, we had to work our ass off just to keep pace.
Because,
my guess is, and to your point, that is going to be what the Browns feel like, is that you're in a horse race and you're the slower horse and it's just hard to keep pace.
It's a mind game, like I talked about with you off the air in the Tiger documentary, where at one of the Masters, it's him and Phil. Phil hits his driver like 280.
Phil?
Tiger looks at him, hits his 3-wood 60 yards further, and it's just... And Phil couldn't recover. That's what the Chiefs do.
And Phil actually says to him, do you always hit it that far with that club? And he goes, most time farther.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the biggest
swimming
move.
That's what the Chiefs...
I need to watch that whole thing.
Really good, you do.
Man. Really good.
Would you like to also to bet with me?
No.
Okay.
My God, that was like asking him to prom. That was the
sad.
Worst.
That was your...
But hey, if you're not doing anything and you're down, nobody else asked. I mean,
that's like Buffalo Bill asking you to get in the hole.
You sound like Ben Stiller asking Cameron Diaz to the prom. I mean, if you got nobody else and you want
to...
Maybe
Sauce, can I do my Zach impression to you?
Of course.
Will you take me to Dairy Queen?
Well, how great would Dairy Queen be?
I love it.
I'm excited for this.
Can I give a quick series review? A TV series review?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we have time if Dad will allow it.
There's four of us. Let's vote quickly. Do we want to hear a TV review?
No.
Okay, there's a solid no out of Zach.
Yes.
John, you vote yes. Chris?
I'm going to say yes.
Chris votes yes. So it's down to me. I either vote no and we go to the phones, or I give you a free pass and give you a shot.
Come down later for Moose Soup.
I vote yes.
Yes!
Wow. Whoa!
Do it live!
Thanks, Cor.
Ghost Story, I would have absolutely voted no.
Not Ghost Story.
TV review, I'm curious what you watched. Let's go.
So last night, we and I watched the Night Stalker documentary on Netflix. It's a 4-part series about
Richard Ramirez,
the Night Stalker, who terrorized L.A. and San Francisco from like 6 months in 1984. And it goes like it's these two sheriffs that were these two homicide sheriffs that were on the case back in the
Cagney
80s.
And Lacey.
Yeah, Cagney and Lacey.
And this is acting or documentary?
It's documentary.
Okay.
It's the most brutal true crime documentary I've ever seen.
Wow.
He's the most terrifying serial killer I've ever seen. He's worse than Bundy, and the only reason he's not worse than Dahmer is because Dahmer ate people. But this guy...
That's where the line is.
Dude, this guy, it's terrifying. He was... you gotta watch it,
Netflix?
Man. Yeah. Okay. It's only 4 episodes, which I think Netflix is kind of realizing is kind of the sweet spot.
Yeah, the staircase should have been about 4.
No kidding. The staircase should have been 1.
Yeah. I could have watched 4, but it was like 13, right? 11, 12, 13.
And on.
Way too much.
And then you get too committed. You're like, I gotta finish it.
Right, I'm gonna finish it.
It's
Chloe and I watched that this weekend.
No, there are parts of it where you have to look away from the TV. What he did to people and how nonchalant he was about it.
He didn't show any compassion for his victims.
There's one scene what he does to this couple, and then what he does after is one of the weirdest and most bizarre things I've ever heard.
Oh, great!
There's children involved.
Oh boy,
he's a monster. And women loved him.
What was the point, though? Was it not the point? What was the ending? You can feel free to give it away because it's news. Is this a capital punishment kind of a situation? Is he in prison? What's the deal with him?
He died in 2013 from cancer.
In jail?
In jail. He basically from his trial lasted 4 years. He got caught in 86, so in 90. So for 20 plus years or whatever, he just fought the death penalty.
Hmm.
But he. Man, he cut pentagrams into his hand and would, like, yell in court. He's terrifying. He's the most terrifying serial killer I think there is. Don't watch it at night.
That's depressing. Why did you bring that up?
But if you're a true crime junkie like Netflix seems to think a lot of us are,
we
you need to watch it.
You need to get Discovery Plus if you like true crime. Yeah, no, that's got a million things. I love it.
How do I ask this delicately? I'm going to ask it, though, okay?
Yeah.
You two really got into it, right?
She fell asleep.
Oh.
But
I thought you guys were watching it for you know.
You should have gotten dressed like in all black and held a kitchen knife and then woke her up.
You guys both really like true crime docs.
Yeah, but no, not ick. No,
I maybe he was like, hey, want to crack open a bottle of wine and watch The Night Stalker?
No,
I wonder why she fell asleep. I mean,
yeah, but yeah,
it's sleep never bad. She couldn't help it. She was
It'll freak you out. It'll freak you out.
What's it called?
The Night Stalker.
So it's just called The Night Stalker.
It'll chill you to your core.
Hmm.
Did you guys see the picture I tweeted of Annie McDowell last night on Mr. Mayor? She looks exactly the same.
Doesn't her daughter look almost identical as
really?
I think somebody said her daughter's basically a clone of her.
Hmm.
I've seen that face many times. I could probably just sculpt it out of ice.
Sculpt it out of ice.
This song's so good.
Tommy hates REM.
Well, yeah, but Tommy likes DaBaby.
It's because he has bad dreams.
Yeah.
What really matters is next. Scores and stats around the world of sports, including the Wild winning in overtime. Mark Parrish in about a half an hour. And initials at 8:15. Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
The Fan.
It's just teetering right on the brink of freezing out there. So wherever you're driving, be careful.
It's greasy out.
Yeah, it can be greasy out there.
We dodged it, though, right? It was supposed to be a lot of snow yesterday, and we got very little.
Yeah, it was snowing great.
You were hoping for about 6 inches, right?
Well, Hawk and I were.
Why were you looking right at me when you said that?
There's more to come, apparently, but you're right. It looks like the big snowstorm isn't going to hit as quite as hard as they thought it was going to.
Right.
Yeah. I got to snowblow the neighbor's driveway. He texts me. He's like, I'm in Orlando golfing. Can you get the driveway for me? Yeah, lucky.
Where is he?
Lucky.
All right.
Are we going to do what really matters?
We can if you'd like.
I would like that, but first we have to do...
It's time for Wild News on the Power Trip.
And Wild News really is going to end up kicking off what really matters anyway, right? I'll do scores and stats around the world of sports, and in between, Chris will change your life, but it's also brought to you by Cultivated CBD. Thanks, Cultivated CBD.
Yeah, thank you, Cultivated CBD.
We'll start What Really Matters with Wild News because they won their season opener against the Los Angeles Kings of Anaheim. They were down 3-1 going into the third, but two goals, one by Victor Rask, who is still on the team, and the newly extended Marcus Foligno had the game-tying goal, a great goal to make it 3-3. Game goes to overtime, and the big-time rookie, Kirill Kaprizov, with your overtime game winner. Stole it, breakaway, buries it, game winner. 4-3, the Wild win.
Hell
in
yeah.
OT. Same two teams tomorrow, right here on The Fan. We'll have Parrish here shortly to break down his Fox Sports North debut and the debut of Kaprizov.
What a sports night tomorrow will be. Got two NFL games and the Wild.
I'll win $100. The Wild will probably win again.
Which two games are Saturday this week?
Bills and Ravens and Packers-Rams. Packers-Rams are first.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a really good game.
Me too. I hope so.
I can't wait.
Jalen Ramsey is ridiculous.
Well, yeah, and Aaron Donald's even better.
What really matters, though, is this.
Hawaii is moving towards Japan by the rate of 4 inches every year.
Hawaii whales. It does.
I bet it does.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
One of these days.
Yeah,
I love it.
It's
go
amazing.
To Maui.
Yeah. Go anywhere in Hawaii. It's amazing.
Oahu's too hectic.
I should have gone last year.
Kauai is amazing.
Oh, never been.
Yeah,
Leonard.
Yeah. Well, how do you know that?
Know what?
Does he know who Kawhi Leonard currently plays for?
Absolutely not. I'm willing to bet any amount of money. Anybody want to bet? Anybody want to bet 50, 100?
Here's the thing.
How about 20? I bet you 20 that he doesn't know.
One of his guesses could be it.
He only gets one guess. He has to know.
Sure. But
any hints. Anybody want action? $20 is Chris doesn't know which team he plays for.
I don't know.
Nobody wants it? Damn it. Chris, if we had made a bet, take a shot.
Lakers?
Dang it! I wanted the would have been free money.
Yeah. What city is it?
Right city, wrong team.
Same stadium.
Clippers.
Too.
Clippers.
Oh,
yeah.
No kidding. Oh, okay.
Damn it! Come on, John. Just say yes. Is it my turn or your turn?
Yours.
You did Hawaii.
Yeah, right.
Do you guys remember Angel Cabrera?
Yes.
Yeah, remember the name? Sure.
So there's a Miguel. Isn't there like a isn't there a golfer with a similar name like a Miguel Angel Cabrera kind of guy too?
Isn't it Jimenez? Isn't that the guy?
I don't know. But there's a guy with a similar name. But this Angel Cabrera won a couple of majors back in the day, a Masters and a U.S. Open. He has now been arrested for several crimes allegedly committed from 2016 through last year. There's a whole bunch of extradition things because it's between Brazil and Argentina, whatever. They had to find him, and then they apparently are shipping him to his home country. Point is, according to the reports, his former wife has filed two charges against him, and another former partner claimed that Cabrera had punched her, threatened her, and then attempted to run her over with his car in 2016.
Jeez. Well, cripes.
That's depressing. Why did you bring that up?
So he's been arrested. He's 51 years old and allegedly has a quick temper.
Wow. Yeah, seems like it.
Got a quick trigger, apparently. What really matters, though, is this. And probably that. Let's take care of that.
Yeah. You might have known that babies are born without kneecaps.
Really?
But did you know that they don't get them until, it varies, 2 to 6 years old? Really? Some of them don't get them until they're like six.
What?
Yeah. How about that?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
You just did.
Yeah.
Okay, can I ask two? Three now. How do you walk without them? I'm serious.
I know.
I mean,
I think it's just a protective measure there.
Good point.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Not that I only have one of them.
Right.
Well, I felt bad asking.
I've only got one real one.
Oh?
Oh, yeah. Was that a year ago?
A year ago, the 18th.
You know, I thought about that. That feels like it's 10 years.
It feels like a long time.
Yeah.
And you feel a million times better, right?
A million times better, yeah. So today's the 15th. Saturday, Sunday, Monday will be the anniversary. It'd be 1 year Monday that I got my knee replaced. Crazy.
How about this for a weird thing, since kids don't apparently get kneecaps from until necessarily 2 to 6 years old. My youngest is almost 7, which also blows my mind. She turned 7 in less than a month.
My Lord.
Has lost 0 teeth so far.
Wow.
And we asked the dentist, and they said basically by like 7 and a half, it's weird if you don't lose them by 7 and a half. But she's lost 0, and she's almost 7.
I know quite a few people, who still had baby teeth, had to have them taken out as adults.
Well, she might need all of them out.
Yeah.
I know a guy who only had baby teeth as an adult.
I thought Hawk was talking about I had two, yeah.
You had two adult two baby teeth that never got taken out on their own.
My mom has it, my sister has it, my brother has it, and I have it. All four.
So which two were the two?
It's the two, these two down
right
here.
In the front?
Yeah. The two.
Wow, that must have looked super weird, honestly.
Yeah. The two major front. I can't see that far.
So wait a minute. Yeah. So high school,
yeah.
You had all adult teeth except for two baby teeth on the bottom in the front?
I mean, I didn't have all the adult teeth. I mean, it's basically, this is the way I look at it. Mm-hmm. It was basically like a car wreck of 18 cars. You don't notice like the fifth car. That's how bad.
So the other ones were so bad that the two baby teeth in front did not stick out. So in a weird way,
distracting.
You must have sabotaged the rest of your teeth to hide your two front baby teeth.
Yeah. I mean, I was missing this one. Mm-hmm. It was bad.
Jesus. He was just a jack-o'-lantern.
His dentist was like,
yeah, he kind of was. Then he died.
Were the adult teeth under the baby teeth when they yanked them out?
No, there were. So
they never pushed them out.
When Michelle did all this, when fixed all my teeth up,
Michelle.
Yeah, she took them out, and there was, because they do x-rays, obviously. She's like, yeah, there's no tooth underneath it. I'm like, oh.
You're a genetic marvel.
Yeah, but you're again, a medical it's marvel, much like more Ross common than you'd think.
Yeah,
much more common than you'd
think. I will not out anyone, but there are a couple people we work with that have them. I'm not going to out them, but
for sure. Yeah.
Not directly, but in this building that have them. Yeah.
That's right.
99.
I don't think he has any teeth.
Which one?
Nordo?
PA.
Oh.
PA has really nice teeth.
Sure he does.
Yeah. He keeps really good care of them. It's a weird thing to know about him.
Yeah.
I don't know why you said that.
Yeah. No, he does.
A couple of new head coaches in the NFL. Robert Saleh is going from the Niners to the Jets. He's your Jets head coach. And Urban Meyer, as we learned yesterday morning right at the end of the show, is officially now the Jags head coach.
Good for him.
I don't think,
man,
I've ever heard the name Robert Saleh.
He's the defensive coordinator, right, for the Niners.
And the stat was they lost, like, Bosa. They lost a bunch of people, and they still finished in the top five, like, overall defense.
But I guess the weird thing about that hire, number one, he's screwed, right? He's going to the Jets.
Yeah, and they don't have the first pick.
He got a five-year deal, and he's going to fail, and he might be a great coach, but he just picked a team that you're doomed. So that sucks. But the other thing that people are questioning about his decision is the Lions need a new coach. He's from that area and grew up a Lions fan and chose the Jets. So either the Lions weren't interested or he wasn't interested.
Oh, yeah,
I wonder that about
the Jets.
It being
could have gone to Atlanta,
number one market in the United States.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
But they're just historically awful.
I know,
and
yeah.
So it's ownership downward.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like the Lions are trying to get better and making good.
Right.
I don't, I'm just shocked Bieniemy hasn't. He wasn't one of the first ones hired. Well, I would love him to be our head coach.
He should go to San Diego. He should go to Los Angeles and be the Chargers coach.
That would be,
interview till...
No, they
can. You can interview anytime you want.
Yeah.
Absolutely can.
Okay. I didn't know that.
You can if you want to.
I don't know how...
For a promotion.
And I wonder if he's been promised the reins when Andy Reid retires.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I wonder.
If that's the case,
why would
take it?
Yeah, then you wait. Right. Well, that's the... Who's the
Josh McDaniels?
Thank you, Corey.
Oh yeah,
but he left and he was terrible. And I think half the team slept with his wife. That was the hot rumor.
Just Peyton Hillis.
Yeah, remember Peyton Hillis, man? He was on the cover of Madden.
Yeah, because it was a fan vote, and then he banged Josh McDaniels' wife and sucked after that. I mean, sucked at football.
Oh, because that's the reverse order.
Wow. Yeah, he's doing it.
Doesn't have to be.
Hello. Okay.
Wow.
All right. You like what you like.
There's no order, if you ask Paul.
Ah.
Okay.
What is this, the Lollipop Guild?
What really matters is this.
It snows metal on Venus. And the
metal?
Man.
Metal, yeah.
Do you have any audio of it?
Yeah. It's very heavy when it hits the ground.
Yeah.
Here comes the wind.
It's Lexington Steel Warning.
God, this song wails.
This is metal.
Yeah,
ripped was Ozzy when he came up with this?
Dude, he started in this band when he was 19 years old.
Jeez.
Oh. Yeah, that's so good, though.
Wait a minute. That's not metal snow.
Don't do it. Don't you ruin this. Don't you put a bad taste in my mouth.
This is metal
snow. Don't shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's not bad. I can handle this one.
This wails.
It's funny watching the light bulb go on.
Here's how I can get that stupid song on the air again. I want to do radio with you in Vegas so we never have to say the word snow.
Right.
Yeah.
Say what word?
Don't do it! This is the remix.
What's...
Terrible. Don't even ask. Don't.
You're not going to lick a boom dum down, according to my sources, anyway.
I literally did, like, multiple times this week. Shut up.
You licked a boom boom down?
It's a lollipop.
No.
Wait, what? Lick the boom boom.
The Wolves host Memphis tonight at 7 o'clock. They're somehow 2.5-point favorites, even though they were on Wednesday and blew a huge lead. They're 3-8. Which, by the way, I believe, Chris, you have the under against Marnie, right?
I do, yeah.
You're in great shape.
The under might hit in March.
I think 29.5 or something?
Yeah.
I mean, they're not getting to 30 wins. That's free money for you. Is that a $50 or $100 bet?
Probably 50.
They're terrible.
Yeah, you're fine there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. They'd have to get ridiculously hot the rest of the year, even to make that 5-game deficit up to get back to 500.
They gave up. They're just
they're not
awful.
Good enough.
Yeah.
Let but the kid play.
Correct. I was just going to say that. Let Anthony Edwards start.
Play.
Just let him
let
start.
Let the boy watch.
That's
what
she's
doing right now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
All right. We'll do the news when we come back. Mark Parrish here shortly. He's just stopping to get food and coffee for everybody.
My
and
man.
He'll be in to talk about his Fox Sports North debut last night and the Minnesota Wild's overtime winner over the Los Angeles Kings. Thanks to Kaprizov. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. 7:03 Power Trip Morning Show on Friday, January 15th of 2021. Initials game coming up in a bit. John Kreisel is here.
Hi.
How's the bookings going for the speeches? You still taking those?
Oh, God, yeah. Yep.
John, how could I do that?
I actually got back johncreisel.com.
Did you really?
So either johncreisel.com or johnmcreisel.com will get you there.
What do you mean get back? Who had it?
It was in...
Was somebody just sitting on it?
Yeah, it was... I had it and then forgot to renew. Long before I started my business, I just got it. And then it was like... it had Chinese or Japanese writing.
Yeah?
Just pictures of gals, like dentistry stuff and... Yeah, I tried to get it back, and it was going to be a few thousand, and I was like, eh, not worth it. I got johnmcreisel.com. Well, then, all of a sudden, it became available, and I got it for, like, $30.
So how often did you check? Every couple of months, maybe?
Yeah, yeah, yep.
Sweet. So now both of them direct to the same page.
Direct to the same page, yeah. But we're booking like crazy. It's going to be an awesome year.
Oh, gosh!
Yeah, man.
The virtual ones, they are more reasonably priced than the in-person ones. So, yeah, johnmcreisel.com.
I'm glad that came up organically.
Me too.
Hi, AJ.
Hey, what's happening?
You want a website you want to promote?
KFAN.com.
Oh, KFAN.com.
Such great work. I appreciate your efforts.
KFAN.com. Okay. Parrish will be here shortly. Again, initials at 8:15. But it's time for the news with Christopher Allen Hockey.
You're so right, Corey.
Christopher A. Hockey on the old .com.
This is KFAN News with Chris Hockey.
Hi.
Presented by Firefly Credit Union.
Yeah, that's right. Blue Origin is hoping to send its first passengers into orbit by spring. It's a space travel company owned by Jeff Bezos. They had another test flight on Thursday of their new Shepard rocket booster, which was deemed successful. It was one of the two stable configuration test runs before Blue Origin's first crew takes flight. If all goes well on the second test, passengers could potentially fly by the beginning of April. Anybody have any interest in doing that?
So here's, I think the answer across the board is going to be no, right?
Right. Right.
Anybody here say yes?
No.
Nothing.
So my guess is in the late 19-teens, right? When, like, air travel really kicked off when? Like, I mean, Kitty Hawk and stuff was like early 1900s, right?
Yeah, but
so airplanes existed early 1900s, right?
For sure, yeah. And World War One, they were flying missions. Sure, yeah.
My guess is most Americans in 1920 would have said, "I'm not getting on a plane."
Right. Yeah, for sure. Good point.
Yeah.
So, as people that are in the middle parts or later parts of our lives, 40 to 50 on this show, right? Some of us. I don't know if I'm going to be ever in a spot to say I'm going to space. But for somebody who's 6 years old, like my daughter, or little Chloe over there, right? Or Mac and Mason, by the time they're 40, it might be so standard that they won't believe that people weren't willing to, like, what's the big deal? You just go to space. It's fun.
Yeah.
Right. That's a good point.
Amazon. Well, think about it. I can't get two-hour grocery delivery from Amazon to Cottage Grove, and they're sending people to space?
Yeah, they are.
Come on.
But think about, also think about what you just said. Really? Amazon and Jeff Bezos? He's billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars, right? Second richest guy in the world. To Elon Musk. Are you more likely to get on a Tesla or a SpaceX or a PayPal or whatever the hell else he started?
He started PayPal?
I think he was part of it. Are you more likely to get on an Elon Musk spaceship or a Bezos spaceship? Isn't it crazy? Or a Richard Branson
Bezos
spaceship. Or a Bill Gates spaceship.
Would
it matter who the person is or the company is?
Yeah, they do.
Would that help?
Like, yes.
Would you really?
Elon Musk, I've got full faith in him.
So you don't trust Amazon? You don't think Amazon and their billions and billions of dollars are going to do it right?
Now, to be scientists behind the scene that are doing this.
Of course. It's not Bezos.
So, Chris, there's clearly many more tests that they've done. But if I heard you right, they had one successful test. They're going to do another manned test.
Yep.
And then by April, they might have passengers.
That's right. Yeah, that's you're right. They've had a lot of tests leading up to this. Right. They're going to basically have two manned tests.
And then
people can buy. Yeah. It's on.
And what do you do? I mean, you're just orbit Earth?
Yeah, I think they take you out of the atmosphere.
It's got to be the most mind-blowing experience ever.
Right.
Again, for sure.
I'm staring at a hero, right? Serving in the military, serving in war, unbelievably heroic and brave in a different way. But can you imagine a different kind of bravery? But the bravery to be an astronaut is astronomical, no pun intended. That's insane. To say, like, yeah, there's especially early on, yeah, there's a good chance I'm just going to go up in space and die.
And explode.
I might not come back.
Or you might get left out there or trapped out there.
You're dead.
Yeah.
Super, super brave. So these, even if it's billionaires that have done a million tests, to be the first kind of guinea pigs to get on these things, even if they're crazy confident, you're being pretty brave, man. Mm-hmm. And again, at this point in my life, I don't have that kind of bravery.
It is mind-blowing thinking about, or even being out in the sticks where there's not light pollution and you can see all the stars and it never ends.
Right.
It's just mind-blowing to the point that I don't even want to think about it sometimes because there's no way to wrap our head around
the enormity of it.
Right.
Well, and your priorities are different now too, Corey. I mean, it's not just you at 20 years old doing whatever you want to do because you got nothing tying you down, no one relying on you.
That's why all the things that I thought I would have wanted to do, although I never really did, so I probably didn't want to do them, but like skydiving or bungee jumping, things like that, no interest anymore.
Right.
Right. I thought I wanted to do that stuff when I was younger, and I didn't. Hmm. So did I really want to?
Yeah.
Because I didn't do it. No, I'm not jumping out of a plane.
No way.
My back hurts.
Your minch is bleeding.
Right. I have a lot of medical issues.
Yeah.
Oh, Minchy.
Oh.
I'm glad that nickname didn't stick.
We can bring it back.
Nope.
Make t-shirts.
Nope, not going to let that happen.
Minch t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. Millions of Americans dreaming about a whole big lot of money. Mega Millions and Powerball tickets for this weekend. The two national lotteries are worth nearly $1.2 billion combined. Friday's tonight's Mega Millions jackpot, $750 million. Cash option, only $550, but you'll make it. Saturday's Powerball jackpot is $640. Cash option at $478. The drawings are at 11 p.m. Eastern time, 10 p.m. Central. To play, you have until an hour before the drawing to buy your tickets, so get out there.
Has anybody purchased their tickets yet?
No, but I just put
a reminder. Yeah. I don't buy lottery tickets, but...
Might as well.
If it doesn't win, how much does it go up by at this point?
It almost
doubles, right? How quickly will it get to a billion, I guess? If very quickly. If they don't win, very quickly.
Because obviously the higher it goes, the more people that play, so it goes up pretty... My guess is...
If this one doesn't hit, will it go a billion?
It's very close. My guess is it'll be 900 plus, so it probably will be very close to a billion if it misses tonight.
Hmm. It's bonkers.
Pretty close.
That whole white bear math situation the other day, too.
I know.
The best, right?
I know.
If I buy more tickets, do my odds increase? Yeah. Not by a lot, but yeah.
If I wash my hair, they're going to charge me money.
Right.
That's the best bit ever.
If you don't win the lottery, though, you might be able to at least win this.
Yeah, and why wait for that when you can text the keyword game to 200.
What? Game. G-A-M-E.
Oh.
Game. To 200-200, the fan wants to give you a shot to put a grand in your hand with our national cash contest. Standard text message and data rates apply. Again, that's game to 200-200.
Zach's been doing, honestly, a great job reading the vibes for the last couple years. But you notice he almost always runs out of breath right when he goes, national cash contest. When it gets to contest, he just about runs out of air.
You go 0-60, though. He's been sitting back there not doing anything.
Right, that's why he does a good job. He can be asleep, and the cash contest starts, and he's got energy and enthusiasm, and he reads well, but you put a grin in your hair with a man.
Same guy that can do a full period of hockey nonstop by himself sometimes.
Yeah, how'd that go last night, by the way? Was that last night?
Wednesday.
How'd it go?
That went really, really well. It was really cool, and AJ did a great job. PA did a great job. Everybody did a great job. It was awesome. Your breathing was great there.
Thank you.
Thank you to Xfinity for jumping on that one, too.
Yeah, man, that's great. Thank you, Xfinity.
Duh.
Xfinity X-Fi. Can I give you two more stories real quick?
Yeah, sure.
This one's really, really, really odd. Officials at a British school are apologizing after one teacher accidentally sent her students a very bad poem.
Ooh.
The middle school teacher at the Ings Primary School in East Yorkshire.
Is that where Andy's from?
Close. Meant to send her students a video reading of a poem called The Car Trip.
Yeah, I know the first line.
What is it?
There once was a man from Nantucket.
Well, she accidentally sent a link of a parody of that poem called The Horrible Car Trip. This is terrible.
Oh, God.
Which turns the story to being about two siblings arguing about incest.
The Lannisters.
Is this a bratty sis deal?
The video sent via Google Classroom was up for an hour, and then finally parents got wind of it and started complaining.
What were they complaining about? The incest part. I'm assuming. You said they were arguing about incest on this car trip.
Yeah.
What was the argument about? Whether or not they should have incest? I guess the brother was for it, the sister was against it?
I don't know, to be honest with you, but...
No, John, why don't you do some research?
What's it called again?
Nope.
Weird, it's in my favorites.
Well, you know this was a situation where...
And that's, if they're actually related, that's not okay.
That's where you draw the line.
I draw the line.
Of course. If it's actors, and it's just art.
If dad's gone away on business and you walk in and you're like, oh, that's my stepsister.
And it's they're always in their mid-20s and they're still living with mom and dad. And I don't even like you, but I suppose we gotta like each other.
He's going to take a half day.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm confused. And
hey, did you ever watch Trailer Park Porn? Have you ever heard of that, John?
I haven't, no.
Wow.
So explain.
John just squared up his chair. Tell me more.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm curious. Do they get stuck in the trailer?
Who was it? Bran? Talking about it on the podcast she was watching it?
Yeah, she did.
And then Hockey's like, who gets stuck in an oven? I saw that. What the hell? Stuck in an oven.
Yeah.
And then instead of helping, just throws the boots to her.
Well, never mind. Never mind.
Yep. She didn't mind being stuck after.
Never mind. And one final story. A British man has pled guilty to assault and criminal damage after attacking a Star Wars fan with memorabilia.
Abbott?
prosecutors say a drunken Neil Gauvier got into an argument with his stepdaughter's boyfriend.
Let's go!
All right, we have the plot. Now let's have a setting.
Yep. Did one
Tatooine.
Of them? Did one of them drop their spoon?
Let's see your lightsaber.
He had a ween tattoo. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, on Tatooine. Tatooine.
The fight broke out. The stepdad ripped the arm off of a life-size Jar Jar Binks model.
How does he have that?
What's the boyfriend had?
Okay, the boyfriend's a douche.
Yeah. Of all the directions you can.
I love Star Wars, AJ. I know you love Star Wars as well. Right. You can be a giant Star Wars fan. No one on the planet likes Jar Jar Binks.
Unless it's ironic.
Especially enough to purchase a life-size.
Which means he's banged it.
Hard.
For sure.
So, stepdad rips the arm off Jar Jar Binks and beats the man with it.
Yeah, that's what he deserves for owning it.
Those things are $3,000.
Yeah, well, and the boy, it must have been very solid. It had broken ribs. Stepdad said he was so drunk he doesn't remember it.
I heard that.
My God.
That's a great story. The police show up and go, they don't pay me enough to deal with this.
Yeah, no, yeah.
It's time for Fan 5 on the Power Trip, presented by All Around Property Preservation.
Thanks, All Around Property
Thank you, All
Preservation.
Around. We thank you so much.
The Minnesota Wild started their season last night in L.A. versus the Kings. The Wild scored first, but then the Kings scored three straight, but then the Wild tied it up. And then in overtime, this happened.
Velarde drops it back, and it's picked off. A breakaway for Kaprizov. He's in. He shoots. He scores! Kaprizov, in his Wild debut, wins it in overtime, 4-3.
He had that goal and two assists. Same two teams tomorrow at 8 p.m. There's like eight names I can't pronounce.
Try. Just try.
Brodin, Jonas, Kaprizov, Rask, Foligno, and Rask.
What?
You did pretty good.
Why'd you say Rask twice?
Because he wrote it down twice.
I wrote it down once.
Why'd you say it twice? Twice,
I don't know.
That was weird.
Adrian Peterson has been ordered to pay almost $8.3 million to a loan he never paid off. The Wolves take on the Grizzly tonight. The Wolves are 3-8, and they will be without Hernan Gomez and Rubio, who are all out due to health and safety protocols. Jake Lehman will also be out, but he and his wife had a baby.
Congrats to them.
Urban Meyer is the next Jacksonville head coach.
I'm so excited!
He was 187-32 as a college coach and 12-3 in bowl games.
Yeah, I play a little bit, you know.
Robert Sala, is that how you say it? Is the next Jets head coach. He signed a 5-year deal.
I apologize. I just assumed you would mispronounce it.
Goff will start for the Rams versus the Packers on Saturday. All the NFL action can be heard on this station. This broke like 2 days ago, but former Gopher head coach Tracy Clays is leaving Virginia Tech to retire.
We don't care.
Okay, and the Masters announced that they will have some fans for this April's Masters.
Lit. What does that mean?
It means that there are going to be people there. Ravens at Bills tomorrow at 7:15, and then Sunday Browns at Chiefs, and then Bucks at Saints, both on Sunday.
Do it live!
We're trying.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Thought you did well.
Leave it alone, John.
Can I promote something real quick?
Oh, God.
Oh, boy!
What? No, that's fine. I don't know.
No, I'd love to hear what you're promoting.
Yeah, let's go. This is going to be on fire.
Yeah, this will be great.
Is it a party, like a rave?
Yeah.
Is it Halvey Fest 2021, where four people are going to be there?
Too soon.
Is it a marathon? This is amazing.
Wayzata and Blake High School Hockey and FM 96.7 KFAN Plus tonight. Thank you.
You kidding me?
Wait a minute.
Are you on the call? I'm on the call.
All right.
I just didn't want Corey to like cut me off with some stupid button bar thing.
Who are you doing it with?
We have no interest in what's going on with
Dave
you.
Ryan?
Danny Ryan.
Danny Ryan?
His son?
Old DR?
Yeah.
Do it live!
Where can you hear this?
I can't do it.
107.9 the plus.
96.7, also on the iHeartRadio app, too.
K102, 102.1 the plus.
107.9 HD3.
What now?
Yeah.
What?
Jesus.
Jack's playing Battleship over
there.
Good
for you, man. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, get her done.
It's great. I'm sure everybody will listen.
Wow.
That's easy. You're going to get through the sentence.
John, you're the best in the world. We love you.
You're the best, dude.
I love you guys.
Have a great weekend with your little girl.
Yes, will do.
You have a homework assignment 1 week from today. Yep. You review The Dark Knight since you've never seen it.
I think Monday during her nap, I will. Yep. Go to my website, johncreasel.com or johnmcreasel.com. Book me for a speech. Bye-bye.
See you, buddy.
Initials 1 hour from now with $17,500 potentially up for grabs if you can guess the set of initials that I'm going to use this week for Game 341. Tune in at 8:15. Well, just stay tuned, but definitely tune back in at 8:15 for your shot at a lot of money. Perish shortly in the Power Trip Morning Show rolls on after this. Son of the Man.
Listen to the Fan.
Happy Friday, Tegans. My name is Chris Hockey, and this is the Power Trip Morning Show at 7:26.
All right, hear me out. On-air production meeting.
Yes, sir?
Tell me if this works, because Mark Parrish just walked in.
Oh, good.
We don't have a lot of Vikings news, right? Almost none. We got some NFL news, but not really Vikings news.
Yeah, right.
Parrish just got here.
Right.
Do you want to do Parrish / Wild Breakdown now and do headlines next segment, or vice versa?
I say we do headlines now and Wild next segment.
Sure. Yeah, does that work for you?
This is a shorter segment here, and I want to give him time to breathe.
Yeah, give me a chance to wake up.
A good point, too. There's that, too.
Okay, then let's do this.
Now it's time for headlines.
Brought to you by Michelob Golden Light. Thanks, Michelob Golden Light.
Thank you, Michelob Golden Light. I like to drink you.
Hell yeah, Beavis.
I used to love you.
Chris, you're going to be pumped about this one. This is basically what you've been asking for the entirety of the Power Trip Morning
Winner
Show.
Winner increasing?
That's one of your guesses, but that is incorrect.
Real dolls?
That's...
Prostitution?
Close. What else have you always asked for?
extra inches. I can't think of anything else.
I know what it is. A pill that will cure everything. Or lose weight. Pill. Lose weight.
Researchers at Texas A&M are working on an implant that could help people lose weight. It uses light to trigger the nerves in your stomach so you don't feel hungry.
Wow.
So you implant
it. That's not fun.
How do you...
But I don't want to not eat.
Yeah, good point.
But much like the coronavirus vaccine tricks your body into thinking that something is in there that it isn't, so your body registers that code and sends out and makes antibodies, but even though what is in your body isn't what your body thinks it is, it's the same thing. This is just a little implant to say, you're not hungry. And your body's like, not hungry.
Maybe I'm not hungry. Okay, I'll take that.
Yeah, pretty sweet, right?
Yeah, sweet. Yeah, you got it.
So, but hang on 1 second.
That's the first step in the direction I want to go.
Let's talk the science behind this, because if you trick your body into thinking that you're not hungry, your body is still not getting what it needs.
But you're losing weight. The point isn't to be healthy, it's to lose weight.
And there's a rage going on in your belly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What song are they playing?
Sandstorm?
Sandstorm.
Researchers in Indonesia found the oldest work of art so far ever discovered. It's a picture of a blank.
Venus. A what? A Venus?
It's a picture of a blank on a cave over 45,000 years old. This is almost impossible to guess.
What part of the world?
Indonesia.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's an animal.
I'm still going to say penis.
It's an animal.
Okay.
It's an animal?
I'm going to go with a snake.
I'm going to go with a buffalo.
I'm going to say a horse penis.
Jesus.
A buffalo's penis.
Calm down.
Paris, take a shot.
A mammoth.
It's actually right. It's a good guess.
Yeah.
Warthog was the right answer.
Hawk had that in the 80s.
Speaking of super old animals, check this out. I did not know this.
I have warts on my hog.
Paris will like this. The dire wolves from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Did not know this.
Who is that?
And actually, this is really for Kim Hockey, too. The direwolves in Game of Thrones were based on real-life direwolves that actually died out about 10,000 years ago. Researchers now think they have figured out why the direwolves went extinct. New DNA tests found that their genes were not similar enough to mate with other types of wolves.
Were they skinny genes, too?
So the wolves that we have today eventually just took over, and the direwolves died off.
Oh,
that's
man.
That's too bad. Those things are awesome.
They're huge.
Yeah, those were sweet.
Yeah, and they protected people and stuff.
Right. A SpaceX capsule splashed down in the Gulf of Mexico on Wednesday with 12 bottles of wine on board. Apparently, Kim wasn't on that SpaceX capsule.
She swam all the way out there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
She appears to have drowned while drinking.
Wow.
They'd been on the space station for about a year. But there's a reason. It's not just, hey, let's just send wine to space and have wine come back.
Yeah.
The reason that I did it, experts get to taste the wine and see how microgravity and radiation affected the aging process of wine. It's part of a study to figure out how to possibly grow food on space flights or eventually on planets like Mars.
Sweet.
So let's see how outer space affects wine, because when we get to Mars, we're going to want to drink.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing to do there.
Right.
Yeah. Right, there's no Mall of America. There's no Wisconsin Dells. There's no casino.
Rocket
We're gonna
League.
Want to right. There's no Rocket League. Although there was a rocket to get you there.
Yeah. There's no league yet, though.
Some stereotypes end up being completely true, like this one, because a new study found that areas with legalized marijuana see an increased sale of junk food.
No way.
No way.
No way, Jose.
So the point is the more states that get to legalize marijuana, buy stock in Funyuns.
Dude, 7-Elevens, any of those places, if it ever gets legalized here, hammer that.
Your stoner is showing.
Yeah, shocking that Drug Mule is the first guy that speaks up.
I remember looking at my DoorDash app, and I was like, why do you have 7-Eleven on DoorDash?
Abbott's listing.
And that's why. Because you're high.
3 o'clock in the morning came around.
A Playboy model says she was kicked off of Bumble for being, quote, too beautiful.
I heard that.
Hello, beautiful.
Well
played. Hate it when that happens.
Well played.
Here's an unbelievable survey. I want everybody to think about this. I don't want anybody to get in trouble. You don't have to comment, but just think about what I'm about to say.
All right, buddy.
I'm thinking.
Not yet. I haven't said it.
Oh.
89% of Americans, not 100%, 89% of Americans say that they now have a positive opinion of Martin Luther King Jr.
I should probably turn my mic off.
89%.
Interesting.
Say now, they finally do.
They have a positive opinion of Martin Luther King Jr.
Okay.
Good Lord.
Well, that's up from...
The guy that we talked about earlier this week, the guy from San Francisco who can't remember his Bitcoin password, and he has two guesses left out of the 10, and if he gets it wrong, he gets his Bitcoin locked forever. He has $234 million of Bitcoin that he may lose out on. He says now, quote, the update is he has, quote, made peace with the idea that he's never getting his money.
Come on. Okay.
He has
they should
not.
Put that on TV.
You lose.
I agree. I don't buy it either. He's admitted he's lost.
He's covering his embarrassment.
Yeah.
Let's see if you guys can get this one. According to a new study, the most popular type of takeout and delivery food in the U.S. is not pizza. It's blank.
Say that again.
Pizza? Pizza was the most popular option in the world for takeout or delivery. What's the most popular, according to one study, in the U.S.?
The Beaver.
Subway.
Mark!
Chinese
food. So subs? Mark out.
That was, yeah.
Chinese?
Chinese is number one.
Chinese food!
Whales.
Yes.
Yangtze whales.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, it does.
Oh, Hawk, how much did you pay for some right now?
$100,000.
Wow!
Yeah.
Screech from Saved by the Bell. This is actually really sad.
No. Yeah, this is
Screech from Saved by the Bell. Dustin Diamond has had a very strange adult life, but nevertheless, it's his life.
Yeah.
Has been diagnosed with cancer, and it sounds like it's stage four, and it's very serious. He just turned 44 last week. He has a huge lump in his throat. He's had medical problems. He's got shingles on top of that, according to his rep. But stage four cancer is what his rep is saying. So he's undergoing chemo, but Screech... apparently in pretty significant medical trouble.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Today on Disney Plus, the Marvel premiere of WandaVision. Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany return as their Avengers character. I guess they're trapped in a classic TV show. As you guys are way bigger Marvel fans than I am, especially Thor over there.
Yes.
Does this do anything for any of you?
Yeah.
It does? Really?
On the heels of Mandalorian and them proving that they can do stuff like this. To expand that extended universe of Star Wars and now the Marvel.
You trust it.
Oh, absolutely. I've read good reviews already, too.
Oh, really? Yeah. I haven't seen any reviews on it.
I'll definitely be giving it a whirl.
Yeah, I'll probably watch it. Yeah, because Vision wails. I love Vision. He's a cool character.
There are two characters that, if you're not super into it, you probably don't know their story. Like, this expanded little, this is what they've been through and gotten to how they got to this point. I don't know exactly when in the timeline it is.
Up in your butt!
Not that part.
What?
So I'm interested WandaVision to see, I want.
You'd like Wanda.
I'm interested to see where they put it and what like backstories it tells or whatever.
Did anybody outside of me, because I watched the first season and was very underwhelmed, anybody watch Disenchantment on Netflix? The guys that did The Simpsons did like a medieval version?
I guarantee you I know somebody who did.
Tav.
Yeah, yeah, I think David hated it.
I didn't care for it either, but the third season premiere of Disenchantment is on Netflix today.
Huh.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
The most expensive trading card of all time just was sold. A Topps 1952 Mickey Mantle card just went for $5.2 million.
Oh, yes!
Wow. The previous record was last year when somebody paid $3.93 million for an autographed Mike Trout draft prospect card.
I'm surprised they didn't throw it out.
Oh, wow. I read ya.
It tastes like Trout. What do you do?
Throw it out.
But if it tastes like Mickey...
That's not right.
Everybody but Sauce keeps on. Hey, speaking of Oral, last but not least, yeah, sure. I took some of his wife's money at a poker table once. True story.
Yes.
So, Ernie Hudson, who I believe lives in Stillwater some of the time, right?
I think he still does. He did, yeah.
Ernie Hudson, one of the Ghostbusters back in the day. Winston Zeddemore. This story's in the prep service today, and I'm very confused by it. Do you guys remember the scene from Ghostbusters where it's obvious that Dan Aykroyd's character, Ray, has his pants unzipped, right, by a ghost? And this is the Beezer story right there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But his pants get unzipped by the ghost, and he lies back. It's pretty obvious what's happening, correct?
Yeah.
Even though you don't see a ghost do it, it's very much implied that he's getting a performance of sorts out of a ghost, right?
If I recall correctly.
Right, I recall correctly as well.
Yeah, right.
So Ernie Hudson said that the original Ghostbusters was supposed to have a pretty graphic performance by a ghost, but it was cut from the film. Which is crazy, because when I read the story, I'm like, well, that wasn't cut from the film. I've seen it.
Yeah.
But according to Ernie, it's way more graphic than what they ended up leaving in the film. And somebody realized, hey, this is going to end up being mostly a kid's movie, mostly.
Yeah.
Let's just imply it, because the kids won't figure it out. Yeah. Although I thought when I was very young, I knew something weird was going on. I'm like, that seems like I shouldn't be watching this. I don't exactly understand why his face looks so happy. He looks very happy right now. I don't know why.
I can't even put a finger on Uranus.
Wow, Hockey, what happened to you? What are you doing? That's inappropriate. It's 7.
Was that Kel?
Whoa.
Sounded like Wee.
No.
Oh, she does?
What? Why? Why do you bring me into it? You say false claims about
sausage with full blown Nancy Kerrigan on it.
What? Why? Why?
No, oh, I whine more.
Mark Parrish kicked just as much ass on Fox Sports North last night as the Minnesota Wild did. We'll get Parrish's take on his own Fox Sports North debut, but in some ways, no offense, Mark. More importantly, the unbelievable debut of Kirill Kaprizov. We'll get the Parrish debut and the Kaprizov debut broken down after this with Mark Parrish on The Fan.
/7:46 Welcome back, Power Trip Morning Show. Thank you for tuning in. We do this.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Radco, your truck accessories pro.
Thank you, Radco, and thank you for letting us talk about the Wild during Vikings news.
Yes, thanks, Radco.
Radco Wales.
What do they call it? Covenant claps. 9 to noon. All right. Covenant claps for Mark Parrish last night. Slaying Fox Sports North.
I already gave him the clap earlier.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have to do it now.
Yeah, I gotta get medication.
Your tie game was on.
Thank you.
The hair looked terrific. You used good words in the right order.
Ooh.
With the right cadence.
What's that like?
Watch Mark on Fox Sports North. You can learn something. Dude, you did great.
Thank you.
You were great.
You didn't look nervous at all, dude.
I was. I honestly, God, I said that in the opening there. I was more nervous for that than I was for the playing the first game I went on the ice for the Wild.
Wow.
Mm. I don't know why.
It's comfort zone, though. But you did great, and obviously you got to watch a great game. So look, walk us through quickly your night, just what you did, what you thought.
Well, you know, getting there at 6 to go on for 8 for an hour, it was that those 2 hours, 6 to 8, took forever.
What do you do? What do you do for 2 hours?
Research, talk, kind of go over highlights with the background crew, with the producers, just kind of go over what you want to discuss hour.
Do they tell you what they want you to talk about, or do you say, hey, I have these two or three things that I think are worth discussing? How does that work?
We had a conference call actually the day before. Since it was an hour, and we kind of went over what we were going to talk about then, but then we sit down and just go through the can't remember what it's called. I'm kind of new to TV, timesheet or whatever then we kind of go through that, just make sure everything's up to snuff and we're comfortable with it. If there's any video clips that they could add or anything like that, or we want it. Mm-hmm. So that's just kind of that's where we spend the last 2 hours, just kind of refining all of that, doing our last little bit of homework, getting whatever stats we need for our show.
Hour and a half of it's putting makeup on you too.
Right? Oh, of course. Yeah.
Did you powder the T-zone?
You know what? I thought about it, but then I didn't bring any makeup because didn't want to.
Mm. Okay, fair enough. Okay. So 8 o'clock hits. Walk us through the hour.
It was like I said, once it was like 7:55, that's when the nerves really started kicking in, and I just wanted to get it's like when I play in the first shift. I wanted to get that first shift over with, and then you kind of get back to relax and just play the hockey game. And that was just how it was for the first take for me and Wes. It was funny because Wes was laughing at me, and we were making jokes in each other's ears since we weren't in the same room, with the whole COVID distancing thing, and that kind of helped calm me down. So, no, it was good.
Let me ask you an inside TV question, because I watched some of the pregame and the postgame. So I saw you work last night, and you've done St. Cloud TV, you've done High School Hockey, you've done NHL Network, so it's not like your first time on TV, but you did something that I notice people do once in a while, and I just wonder if at some point a TV person told you to do this, or it's just your instinct, but when you were sitting at the desk with Audra Martin, you had your hands, like, crossed at the wrist right in front of you.
Yeah.
Do they teach you what to do with your hands, or do they give you advice where you should put your hands or how you should have your hands kind of placed?
You know what? No, actually, the reason I do that is the watch I wear, it's metal, and it's a little loose. So if I have that wrist down on the table, every time you'll hear like a clank, or you'll hear it.
Oh.
It'll get picked up by the mics. So that's what I started doing that at the NHL Network, so just to make sure I didn't put my watch down on the table, on the desk.
Okay. Thought you did great.
Thank you very much.
So then I have a question about something you said in the post game, but to get to that point, we got to talk about the actual game. Let's walk through the game, because everybody, whether it was Wes Walls, some of the players like Marcus Foligno after the game, and others, including you, almost everybody said the Wild for about almost the first two periods, but definitely the first period and a half, just played like ass, right? Then they got their feet set. I heard Walls complain about the ice quality in Los Angeles.
It was awful.
So how can you guys, from that far away, just see that the ice is really bad?
Just the way the puck is sliding, first and foremost. You see these guys, these are NHL players, and they're skating along, and the puck just stops on them. That shouldn't happen. And then you can see it rolling and bouncing. You can just tell, sometimes it can be tough, obviously, on TV to tell that, but you can just tell how hard it is for the guys to be handling the puck, and it just wasn't smooth. A lot of passing was off, which... granted, could be due to this is the first game. I mean, they had a couple of scrimmages, so everybody's going to be a little rusty. You look around at most of the games in the NHL the last couple nights, and it's kind of been ugly hockey. And boy, did the Wild do that the first two periods. I think they were maybe a little tight, maybe a little tentative, trying to make too many cute plays on rough ice when everybody's a little rusty and not just keeping it simple. And that's just kind of how LA worked from the first couple of periods. Just get it to the puck, and they got a couple rebounds, a couple lucky bounces, but pucks and bodies to the net and good things happen. Wild turned it around in the third, really came out storming, and obviously Kirill Kaprizov, we got to really see what kind of player he was. He created that Tuukka Rask goal, the whole shift. He just
Victor Rask.
Yes. Victor Rask, not the goaltender. Not the goalie.
I don't even know who the people are.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's not the first time.
Perry?
Yes.
We were talking about a little off the air, and you were talking about it there, but for us who don't know hockey like you do, other than the goals and the assists, what did that guy do well?
Man, the way he just played the game, if you watch him, he's always in the right position defensively to make a play. And what I tried to get across to the high schoolers back in Orno was, if you're in the right position defensively, that means you're in the right position to take advantage offensively. And if you look at that goal in overtime right there, that's exactly what we talk about with it. He's in the right position defensively, but he has got his eye on that Kings defender, whoever's going to drop that puck back. And as soon as that puck left that player's stick, he jumped all over it. Like he's just a natural poacher. His takeaways, he picks people's pockets. The way he backchecked, he made two or three great backchecking plays where he shut everything down and instantly turned around. Like he wants to get that puck to the net. I told Walsy this last night when we were watching. I absolutely love that we have a player now that he is a shot first mentality. He turns in his first, every time he's in the ozone, he's looking right at the net. If he can get at the net, he's getting it there. And if he can't, he is going to create something. So get your stick down and be ready.
So the thing that you said in the post game that I don't understand because I never played hockey, but I'd like you to discuss it briefly, is you said you're not used to seeing rookies or guys making their debut be fearless in the middle. Explain why that's a tough spot to be good at, and why it's impressive that he didn't seem to care last night.
Yeah, there's just a little hesitancy. Just the physical style. You're going to the big boy league, the NHL, rough and tumble NHL. Not quite as much as back in the 90s when I came in, but it's still pretty big and heavy. And that first goal by Brodin, he comes in, and it's more or less a 2-on-4. And he just took that thing right to the middle of the net between two Kings players. And then you could see, if you watch the replay of it, thank God he realizes as he's kind of going down that he sees Jeff Carter coming to knock his head off. And he just kind of bails out of it to protect himself, goes right to Brodin, because he's the reason. When he come across the middle, then Jeff Carter comes in to help out defensively. He leaves his man, which was Jonas Brodin. Brodin gets a puck and scores a goal. And that's how much he's going to get the attention of opposing players because he makes those plays. He's one of those guys that everyone's going to have to watch. The other team's got to pay attention. There's certain players, difference makers, game changers, where you've just got to be like, hey, 97's on the ice, guys. Be careful. It's just like any other star or superstar. You always have to know when they're on the ice because they know when to break off and make it take a chance. And it's not even the way he plays. It's not even really taking a chance. It's just he makes plays. He creates offense all over the ice.
What's your quick recap on Cam Talbot's Wild debut?
You know, just like everybody else, a little rusty, that first one. I think he'd like to take that back a little bit. I don't know how face-off becomes he can give a rebound off of a little face-off, but not, besides that, he really settled in. By the third period, he had calmed right down. He looked much more comfortable in net than he did the first two periods. It kind of mirrored the rest of the team, to be honest with you. Everybody was a little tight the first two periods, and the third period, they came up, batting down the hatches, came out with a huge first game.
Look at you.
Zach's best friend, Alexis Pearson, our friend as well, but Zach's best friend last night before overtime said, if Peril scores the overtime game winner, I'm naming my firstborn after him.
Yes.
Whoops.
Uh-oh.
Yes.
Whoops.
Got great song.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah, that kid's name is going to be Kirill Halverson. You guys ready for initials? We're only 20 minutes away.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Do this.
Yeah, duh.
How you feel on short sleep, Mark? By the way, you called it on Wednesday. You go, watch, the first game's going to be overtime.
I know.
You called it.
Yeah, I'm a little tired. We'll see. Maybe that'll help out.
All right. Power Trip Morning Show returns after this. Initials 20 minutes from now on The Fan. So, for the rest of my life, tired of shooting too low. So raise the bar high.
Fan.
Welcome back to Patrick Morning Show. It is 8:03. Who wants to dance? Who wants We're very to close dance? To initials time. This is a sweet deep jam from AWOL Nation right here. Song called Seven Sticks.
This is AWOL?
Yeah.
All their jams are sweet deep jams.
So good, dude. They're do you not know this good. One, AJ?
No.
Oh.
I just love bands like this, though, that do different stuff.
Yeah.
Like, now that you say that, yeah, it is.
Yeah, you
but
can hear the voice.
You don't know it. Just it's not the same song.
Yeah. Why does Wes Walls look like he's been bodybuilding?
He looks jacked.
He does.
He does. Hey, let's fire
him. Oh, no,
let's do some self-scouting. Here's Parrish from last night on the postgame.
Teammates of Kaprizov tonight, you have to also be excited about what this guy is going to be able to help you along the lines down the road with your team.
Oh, if I was a teammate, all I would do is keep my stick on the ice and be ready for it. Boys, he create room, space, turnovers, everything. Like Walsy was just saying, his complete game was so impressive, and especially the one part that I really loved and we'll see here in a little bit is the way he stays on the puck. He's kind of got that Sidney Crosby style where he's always involved. When you see here, he catches a nice little catch right off there, catches a pass right off the boards, takes it right to the center ice there, just challenges the LA Kings. I'm glad he got his head up there on Jeff Carter. Jonas Brodin comes in and finishes it off. But I love how he just fearlessly goes right through the middle. Rookies don't play this way. Rookies do not play. They don't come in the NHL. Right here, quick shot. Just watch this whole shift. Watch how he stays around the puck. Got a little rebound in there afterwards. Stays with it. Two men, wins the puck battle. Keeps his feet moving. Stays there. And he's always available for anything. He's available to help out. He's in a good defensive position, which in turn means you're in a good offensive position. And he's looking to shoot first. He has an absolute goal scorer's mentality where he wants to shoot first. Take pucks to the net. His vision here, he gets that one out to Parisi. I don't even know how he saw him there. He gets it, and the separation he instantly creates. And this is another one of these full shifts. He gets it coming off the wall, goes in front of the net, turns around, makes a great play. And there's the second goal for the Wild tonight by Rask.
Dude, that was badass.
Kaprizov's hard work and battle and his skill.
It is just amazing to watch this kid play. And then there, he's a little bit of a poacher in the neutral zone. He's always ready to go, comes down. And I'm pretty sure he called that. I think he right before that happened, he said, hey, I'm going to drop it off my skate and go 5-hole on quick. But he earned that. He deserved that. He was absolutely the player of the night. He's everything that we've been has been hyped up and cracked up. And now let's see if he can just continue that on and on and on. But holy cow, it was the Kirill Kiprusov show tonight.
Guy gets on TV and it takes him 4 seconds to compare Kaprizov to Sidney Crosby.
That was really good, Parrish. Walsh might have pointed that one out to me after the show, too.
Dude, you're good at this, man.
Thanks, guys. Do you talk to the producer and say, I want that highlight, I want that highlight, I want that highlight? Or they show you the package and then you just talk about it?
They did. Like, they to draw the line, circle them, all those little fun little TV things that we talked about that. And I made it really easy for the editor last night when he was trying to fill a video together. I said, just put them on because there's so much good there. I could just talk over it. He was wondering if there was a pause or anything. And I said, I don't think he plays slow enough for you to pause it. You can't really get a taste for his whole game. Unless you just let it watch, let it roll full speed. He's just, the puck's a magnet to him, and he knows exactly what he wants to do with it. I was just telling Javi, he never gets uncomfortable. He never gets in a position where he looks uncomfortable, look where he's stuck. He makes the simple play when he's got to make the simple play defensively, and when he has a chance to go offense, he is flying.
I agree.
Tom is with you on that.
West Walls.
Yeah.
That's West Walls.
Nice job, man. That's great. FSN, good on you. You got a good one.
Yeah.
Nice job.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Nice job.
Now, if they can just get rid of Kevin Gorg.
Oh, why would you say that? He's the best in the world.
You ever met Gorg? He's unbearable.
He is from Burnsville.
Do you know he saw Hangover 2 twice opening weekend in the theater?
The only thing that makes me mad about that is he didn't invite me to come along.
And there's a guy you work with who cried to Sex in the City 2. A
couple of them.
I did not.
Yeah.
I did not. Yeah,
with Greg Swedberg.
You watched it?
KG's the best.
Yeah, we went and saw it.
Tom.
I love Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Here we go.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you by Builders and Remodelers.
Hey, thanks, Builders and Remodelers.
Yes!
The Wild won last night 4-3 over the Los Angeles Kings of Anaheim. Kaprizov with the game winner. We talked about that the last segment or two, so let's fast forward to tomorrow. Same two teams tomorrow night, Mark Parrish. You a fan of this kind of home-and-home college feel where with the NHL schedule they're trying to minimize travel and just say, hey, just play the Kings twice and let's call it a day?
Yeah, I get it. I think the tough part about the schedule is I can't remember, by the end of February or middle of February, something like that, we're done with the Kings. We've had played them 8 times. That's you get in a 7-game playoff series, when everything's on the table, you get so sick of seeing the guy you're facing off against every time. You just see the same faces. So I think that might be a little tough. That'll be interesting to see how the last few games go against the Kings. But that being said, I love how it worked with the Wild there. They obviously, they can look at the third period. Don't worry about the first two periods. Who cares? It's the first game back. It's been a long break. The training camp was short. Exhibition season, that was rough, and just moving on tape from that third period. And then they know, especially having that confidence now of being down 2 against the Kings and facing them right away again, they have that confidence like, hey, we just played that game and we should win another game.
The Timberwolves are kind of doing the same thing as the Kings and the Wild right now, because the Wolves played Memphis on Wednesday. They blew a huge lead, 12 points in the fourth quarter. I think a 14-0 run put Memphis back up top, and then they never relinquished the lead after that. They pulled away. Same two teams tonight, and somehow the Wolves are again 2.5-point favorites.
Anyone want Greece?
Are you kidding?
I ain't touching that team.
Yeah. My brain shut off as soon as you started talking basketball.
God, what an elitist now. We got a couple of new coaches in the NFL. Robert Sala with the Jets and Urban Meyer with the Jaguars.
Good for both of them.
That is a crock.
Wow. That's not very nice.
Playoff matchups this weekend go like this. Tomorrow at 3:35, the Rams are at the Packers. Then 7:15, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens are at Josh Allen and the Bills. Sunday at 2:05, the Browns at the Chiefs. And then Sunday, the last one is the two oldest quarterbacks to ever play professional sports.
Okay.
The Bucks at the Saints, 540. Brady is 53 years old. Breeze is 64.
Yeah, you can hear it all on this station. This one, KFAN. Really? But I think the Gopher basketball team plays tomorrow at 12:30 or 1. So
no, yeah. Saturdays with Sauce?
No.
Aww. Oh, what is that?
It's a Saturday
Tom Brady
show.
Talking about tomorrow's game.
Take a nap many times as I can.
Here's, yeah,
TB12's not working, apparently.
Here's Drew Brees.
I am tired.
By the way, both of those are also everyday Mark Parrish quotes. Right?
100%. Not one bit.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Hi.
Adrian Peterson in the news again for owing a bunch of money. There's $8.3 million apparently that he defaulted on or something. So now some court saying you owe a bunch of money. Again, the guy's got huge financial problems. He has for years. Doesn't look like it's getting any better. According to the ESPN.com story, somebody can verify this, about I haven't yet. He made just over $1 million last year with the Lions.
Wow.
That ain't going to get it done.
No.
If you're 8.3 in the hole. Because that's 1 million, you know, 100,000 or whatever before taxes.
Right. How about those Dolphins?
Whoops.
Genius.
So if he plays another 15 years, he'll be good.
I think he's going to try.
Yeah, I think he is too.
He wants to keep playing. And I think maybe AJ, you said it an hour ago. Who's going to pay him much more than what he just made? Maybe a million or two a year? That's it.
Sure.
He's a backup.
Yeah. I think it was Kreese, but I mean, there is a spot for him in this league, but it is at league minimum. And the lifestyle that he has lived and may or may not continue to live, I don't know, that's not going to support that. I wonder with this $8 million, too, if that's like a settlement. Like, if he owed more than that and they kind of met in the middle to say, okay, we're just going to get this off the books. You give us $8 million, we'll call it even. Like, I bet you it's worse than the $8 million.
I think he owed, like, the interest was like $2,000 either a day or something that he was missing
because of the default,
and then they asked him if he made payments on it. They set up this payment plan. He made one, and then never paid it.
Why?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, why?
And they're looking for him and whoever his representation is. But he made one payment on it of like $100,000.
Yep. Just to get there,
right?
How frivolous you being with.
We read stories.
Made.
Ask Chris.
We read stories here locally of banks locally that he was denied. Like $1 million-plus loan.
That's the last couple of years, even, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't even here.
Yeah. Think of Chris's bank, right? Think of Bell Bank.
Yeah.
Right. They have that pay it forward program.
Sure,
people
do,
in need, and they'll just give you money. Even Bell Bank.
No.
Told AP to get lost.
No.
Right.
And no. They are smart. Nice to everyone.
Yeah. But I think both AP and Chris Hockey have no idea what their bank account information actually
not at
is.
All.
No, not at all. Jerry Lewis important? Gets it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Think about Gary Lewis. Okay, sorry. And Parrish.
I just walk up to Bell Bank and go, could you give me some money?
Right. And you ask, I don't mind if it's mine.
Yeah.
I just don't know how to access it.
I think
it.
I have some in here.
Right.
If not, could you go just, back there?
Could you loan me some?
I think it's in that big vault back there.
Yeah, because I don't want to ask Keem.
Right. And because
don't tell Keem.
Right. And because we're from Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
Hey, could you borrow me some money?
Yeah. Well,
borrow me.
Indiana
that.
Hockey walks in and says, if you don't borrow me money, I'm gonna fight. So
I do not.
Yeah, you have before.
Not at Bell Bank.
Man, I wish there was a way that Adrian Peterson could just win money.
Oh, man. I think there is.
How much?
24,000.
Not quite 24,000. How about $17,500? One of you will have a crack at it after this.
Up next, it's the initials game featuring the St. Paul Federal Credit Union jackpot. Call 651-989-5326 for your chance at the initials jackpot next on The Fan.
Man! I think that if I won that jackpot, I might be too tired or too excited to sleep.
Yeah.
But then I would lay down in my sleep number bed, correct, and I'd still get a great night's sleep.
Correct.
You
that's the
mean?
Best part about the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. My sleep number is 55, Chris Hockey. Wheeze is 35.
Yeah.
Yours is 45?
45, that's right. 45.
Your wife's is 85.
That's right. Yeah. I mean,
what does
we all
that
have
mean?
Different, well, we all have different bodies and different comfort levels. You know, if you have a regular old bed, you're just sleeping on old technology. A sleep number bed is specifically going to conform to your body and to your comfort level. And that's the sleep number. Go to a sleep number store and just have them run you through the whole process of finding your sleep number. You'll be amazed how much different it feels when you're sleeping on a bed specifically that's comfortable for you, Saucy.
Yeah, it's the best, and you will stay asleep at night. And you just, the second you lay down, you'll go, I've been laying in old technology my entire life. Upgrade to the greatest bed of all time.
Yeah, make quality sleep your New Year's resolution. Don't miss this new weekend special. Save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed, plus special financing and free premium delivery and setup when you add a base. This ends on Monday, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number is the official sleep and wellness partner of the Minnesota Vikings. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. Where could they go?
They can go to Ridgedale, Eden Prairie, and of course Maple Grove on the corner of Hemlock Lane North and Elm.
That never happens. It's 8:20 on the dot. It's a Friday. And I do believe that means it's time for the initials game, ladies and gentlemen. Mark Parrish, AJ Monser, Meat Sauce Paul Lambert, myself, Chris Hockey, and Corey Coves over there, ready to go.
Ready when you are.
I'm ready to do
Sauce,
this.
Sauce, are you ready?
Yeah.
AJ?
Sorry, yes, I'm good. Yes.
Yeah.
Pear Bear?
Duh.
Zach?
He's over in the studio. But yes, he's... I'm ready.
Brian?
Meow, blah, blah.
She passed away.
Yeah, baby.
Meow, blah, blah. Meow, meow, meow.
Carly, you ready?
Meow, baby.
That's how Carly talks,
yeah,
too?
What that is. Yeah.
Who's in a ball gag?
T.O., you ready?
Okay.
Time now for initials game 341 with a St. Paul Federal Credit Union initials jackpot of $17,500.
This is a strange open. It's accurate.
Fill in space.
Yeah. We play initials every Friday on the Power Trip Morning Show, and it works like this. I have 12 items. It can be people, places, things, phrases. It can be anything, but they share the same initials. These four gentlemen don't know what the initials are until I reveal them here in a second. Each item has six clues. I start reading clues as soon as they know who or what I'm describing. They yell out their name. I'll call on them. If they get the answer correct and they pronounce it correctly, they get a point. If they get it wrong, they're out for the remainder of that item. And we play best out of 12. The all-time record is 9 out of 12, held by both Sauce and your all-time wins leader, AJ Monser, who has 120 career victories.
But it's been a little bit. Looking to get back on track today for Cultivated CBD and CultivatedCBD.com. Yep. If I win 20% off all your CBD products, free shipping to your home, CultivatedCBD.com.
AJ's last win was December 4th. Before that, all the way back to October 23rd. So AJ's won twice.
Yeah.
Since September 25th.
Yep.
That's not a,
that's a drought. Case. That's a drought for AJ. How about this for some stats for Sauce? Second all-time with 112 wins is Paul. In the last 17 games, you've won 9, slightly over 50%. You've won 4 of last 7 and 3 of the last 5. So you're at that like 55 to 60% win rate, which is old AJ pace.
Yeah.
That's how he caught you and pulled away from you.
Good old
AJ. You've cut the lead from 15 down to 8.
All right, Dan.
You're chipping away. You are the reigning champ, and you have 112 wins.
Thank you. Most importantly, if I win today, you'll get 2.5 Mystic Slot bonus coins. That's nearly a $20
more than 2.5.
That's more than 2.5.
2.5 million. Is that what I said?
Start over.
If I win today, you'll get 2.
Start over again.
If I win today,
that part was perfect. Keep going.
You'll.
That's good.
Get.
Keep going.
2.5 million.
Nailed it.
Mystic Slot bonus coins. It's nearly a $20 value. Use them to play blackjack, video poker, and more at home or on the go. Download the free Mystic Slots app by Mystic Lake or play online at mysticslots.com.
Chris Hockey has 66 career wins. Hi, Chris.
Hi, buddy boy. If I win, you're going to receive 10% off your entire order in-store or online at radco.com when you use the promo code INITIALS. Discount does not apply to toppers. Let's do this, Radco. Yay!
Mark Parrish has 22 career wins and a built-in excuse because he was doing his Fox Sports North debut until about 3 in the morning. Mark Parrish, hi.
And in the super unlikely event I win with very little sleep, you can head to any Super 1 or Top 10 Liquors 12 locations to receive $5 off a bottle of Northland Vodka or a free 2-liter bottle of soda. Northland Vodka always gives back 5% of proceeds to local hockey communities, and please always drink responsibly.
I love that they actually write in the super unlikely parts into the script.
Yeah,
that's official.
Yeah,
that's brilliant.
I'm not making
that up. Can't see that, but it's there.
Yeah.
And I know the holidays are over, but look, you can play Initials year-round if you just buy the home version at initialsgame.com. That's initialsgame.com. I'm glad you guys asked about it and it came up organically. Otherwise, I wasn't going to bring it up. I really wasn't, but initialsgame.com is a place to go.
I'm glad you did.
Enjoy some organic Northland vodka while you're doing it.
Absolutely. Or some cultivated CBD. Yes. Maybe get some Radco. You could get some
Mystic slot
2.5. 2.5? Oh, okay. That's good, too. You could do a lot of things and play the game. Speaking of giving stuff away, we have to do this.
Now it's time for the St. Paul Federal Credit Union Initials Jackpot.
That's right.
The St. Paul Federal Credit Union Initials Jackpot, currently $17,500. Are you looking to buy a new car? Save money on your current car loan with St. Paul Federal Credit Union, now offering car loan rates as low as 1.89%. Apply today, stpaulfcu.org/KFAN, federally insured by the NCUA.
You just mentioned a car, and we were joking about that earlier in the week. That now that it's up to $17,500, we are officially in car price territory, right?
Right.
Somebody wins this, you can say, I got enough money to buy a car.
Yeah.
So every Friday in the Power Trip, as this continues to grow, $500 a week, serious money on the line. So we take the first caller. They get a crack at this week's initials. If they guess both letters in the right spot, they win $17,500. If they get one in the right spot, you get a $25 Visa gift card.
Which is still cool, but...
Yeah, it is cool. Like I said, I've said this from day one. It's basically you get to go buy something and remind yourself you were one letter away from $17,500.
Right, yeah.
Here we go. We haven't had even a $25 winner, though, in weeks and weeks and weeks.
Yeah.
Good morning. What is your name and where are you from?
Hey, what's up? It's Doug from Cologne.
Doug from Cologne.
What up, Doug?
How's Italy?
Tommy Olsen wears Cologne. He wears Sauvage.
Germany? I know. And I barely
grabbed. Doug, how you doing, man?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Good. You feeling lucky?
I'm good.
Feeling lucky?
Oh, yeah.
What would you spend the $17,500 on if you win?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe an engagement ring. Who knows?
Oh, let's do this!
Oh, man.
Wow.
Either way, that money's going to be gone quick if you... If you get locked up. All right, what initials are you guessing and why?
I'm just going random here. I'm going S-H.
Say the first letter again.
S.
S as in Sam?
Yep.
So S-H, H as in hi, how you doing? S-H.
Exactly.
Hi. S-H. All right, does Doug have at least one of those two correct to continue on here? And we'll add some little drama to it. If he has at least one... And has a shot at $17,500. Is at least one in the right spot?
Oh, sorry, Daddy.
I guess she's gonna have to wait. S or H, neither in the correct spot.
In fact, neither letter at all is being used
this week. The initials for game 341. B, F. B, F. Here we go. Item one of B, F.
Clue number one.
In a sense, dates back to 1878.
Clue number two.
It can adapt to its host.
Clue number three.
This is sometimes connected to farming.
Clue number four.
Since 1997, it's connected to over 500 deaths.
Paul.
Yep.
Bird flu.
That's right.
Wow.
Wow.
Bird flu.
Holy moly.
And you said it confidently, too.
Yeah.
Very confidently.
What did
bird
you know?
Like you what
about
it? That?
Which one?
It was in the news again. About,
because of everything going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Golly.
Oh, no. I yeah. It was something about... and George Carlin brings it up all the time. Yeah. I have no idea.
Not anymore.
I got to say confidently, because as you know, my sports updates are terrible.
No, you never know what you're talking about. Right. But you do during this. This is the era of sauce.
Let's keep it going.
Sauce has one. Here's item two of B, F.
Clue number one.
Featured Dr. Chase Meridian.
Clue number two.
This featured a researcher and a district attorney.
Clue number three.
This debuted in 1995.
Clue number four.
This featured a device called the box.
Clue number five.
This made over $330 million at the box office, even with a new lead. Final clue.
Clue number six.
$15 million was reportedly the offer turned down to play the lead in this film, which was turned down by Michael Keaton.
AJ.
Yep.
Batman Forever.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Good job.
That wasn't what I was thinking at all. I was trying to think of a James Bond film.
Good job, Age.
Yeah, they switched from Keaton to Kilmer because Keaton didn't like the direction of the films. He didn't think the script for the third one was good. He turned down 15 mil. Val Kilmer takes over. And, of course, the researcher and the district attorney were the Riddler and Two-Face, played by Jim Carrey.
Oh. That was the Meridian guy.
Yeah. Chase Meridian is Nicole Kidman.
That's right.
Yeah, good that clue.
Part sounded
familiar. Damn it.
And remember, the box was the thing that they made to like warp everybody's mind and got them.
I don't think I've ever seen it.
It's awful. It's not good.
Kimmy goes, "What's in the box? What's in the box?"
Very wrong film. Sauce has won.
Nice job,
AJ on the board.
Come on, big guy.
Batman Forever.
Guys.
Here's number three of BF.
Clue number one.
Daniel Logan played him in 2002.
Clue number two.
He was retroactively added to a 1997 release.
AJ.
Yep.
Boba Fett.
That's right.
Yeah. I should have gone with it.
Boba Fett.
Turner's going to be upset.
Yeah, no idea. Good job, AJ. Gotta get those ones.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, if you miss the Star Wars one, it's going to be the era of sauce continuing for
sure. Got any Jesus ones coming up?
We'll see. Why don't you pray? See how that works.
Wow.
AJ has two.
Well played.
Sauce has one. Here's item four of BF.
Clue number one.
There were three.
Clue number two.
Debuted Sunday, January 29th of 1995.
Clue number three.
Normally seen for either 30 or 60 seconds.
AJ.
Okay.
Budweiser Frogs.
That's right.
Holy crap.
Are you
kidding? AJ's locked in.
AJ.
He's locked
now
in.
Now the beer ones?
Wow. I didn't get that. I mean either, dude.
Nice job.
Even your phone's like, I'm getting my ass kicked by AJ.
Yeah.
It's like when Dwight beat the computer selling paper. AJ's beating the computer.
Right. Nice job.
I didn't get that.
Shut
AJ
up,
has
watch.
Three. Sauce has one.
On,
here's item
on,
four.
Item five.
Item five of BF.
Clue number one.
Appeared on the front page of a New York Daily News section on January 4th of 2011, attached to a headline that read, quote, "No happy ending."
Clue number two.
Famously dated Mary Jensen.
Clue number three.
Was once banned from drinking alcohol.
Hmm. Clue number four.
Was a golden eagle.
Clue number five.
Made headlines in 2010 because of a cell phone usage.
Come on.
AJ.
Yep.
Brett Favre.
That's right.
Oh, nice job.
Oh, my God.
What's the Golden Eagle bit?
Southern Miss Southern Golden Miss. Eagles.
Oh, man, you threw me down a different
train there.
How about clue two? Famously dated Mary Jensen.
I don't know who that is. Oh, and something about Mary.
Oh, is that something about
something
Mary?
Something about Mary.
Oh, oh yeah. Good one.
Dude, I just watched that last night.
For real?
I'm not even kidding you.
Random. Yeah, that's Cameron Diaz's last name.
This is a slaughter.
What's his face is so funny in that movie.
Chris Elliott?
Yeah,
no,
he's
Matt Dillon.
Matt Dillon.
Matt Dillon's terrific.
He's brilliant in that
He's
film.
Great. He's just great. All right, AJ, four straight.
I'm not good at just
game,
though.
Four straight. Forget praying. Just keep kicking some ass here. AJ has
maybe
four.
Maybe
it's working. Good luck with that. It's too late for me. AJ has four. Sauce has one. Here's number six of BF.
Clue number one.
Has a connection to Auburn University.
Clue number two.
Features the Korean War and parachuting.
Clue number three.
Says a connection to a werewolf.
Clue number four.
This also has a connection to a very special glass eye.
Clue number five.
This featured a giant, a witch, and a circus. Yep.
Big fish.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Never seen it.
Big fish.
Nice.
Is good.
You there we go.
Terrific
here we go.
Movie.
Go it's good.
It terrific movie. Ewan McGregor
might
is
be
awesome.
For me. Go get him.
So good. You said glass eye, and my dad mind went straight to Sing.
Mine went to Harry Potter.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, what's that guy's name?
That's exactly
what I'm saying. Mad-Eye Mooney.
Mad-Eye Mooney,
there you go.
Yeah.
That's not BF.
Parrish, it's not over yet, man. There's six left. There's six left. I know you
they've
have
all been right
on the table, but still, it's not over yet.
You can do this.
We're halfway through the game. AJ has four. Sauce and Hawk with one each. Parrish yet to score, but still, he's on TV. Who cares?
Yes.
The TV guy now. Here's number seven of BF.
Clue number one.
This is the informal nickname, with the official name actually reversing the two words and adding the word of in the middle.
What?
You want me to read that one again? For all of you, that's confusing.
Yeah.
This is actually the informal nickname. The actual official name reverses the two words and adds the word of in the middle.
Clue number two.
This has connections to God Bless the USA and the Star Spangled Banner.
Clue number three.
This features choreography.
Clue number four.
At one point, it was the largest of its kind in the world.
Clue number five.
This sometimes occurs every 15 minutes, other times it's every 30 minutes. Final clue.
Clue number six.
This was featured at the end of 2001's Ocean's 11.
Aging.
Yep.
Bellagio Fountains.
That's right.
Oh, wow. Wow.
The actual title is Fountains of Bellagio, but nobody calls it that. Everybody calls it the Bellagio Fountains.
Nice job.
So it's the informal nickname, but
now he's getting the Vegas
Fountains
one.
Of Bellagio is the actual title
on,
of those
Perry.
Cool things, but it's super cool.
I'm trying.
All right.
That's my bet.
I'm trying to use the phone. AJ has five with five items to go. You have a 4-point lead, so AJ, if you get any of the remaining five, you're the winner. This
good
one's a virtual runaway. You're
yeah,
dominating.
This is over.
So AJ going
no
for the victory already. Jeez. Actually, there's five left. If you run the table, you break the record.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try doing that. Here's number
one. Win.
Here's number eight of BF.
Clue number one.
Prominently featured in a 2011 Brad Pitt film.
Clue number two.
Prominently featured in a 1984 Robert Redford film.
Clue number three.
Prominently featured in a 1994 Danny Glover and Matthew
Yep. Baseball field.
That's right.
Wow. You are flat out dominating.
Can I go home and take my nap now?
Wow.
Brad Pitt is Moneyball. Robert Redford is The Natural. And Danny Glover and Matthew McConaughey is Angels in the outfield. AJ locks
up
the win.
Ball sack.
Because he has six and a 5-point lead with just four items to go. Now,
This
is his defense. If he runs the table, he breaks the record. If he gets three, Wait, you're at six. If you get three of the remaining four, you are the first to ever get nine twice. So you guys are just in absolute defense mode with four to go. Here's number nine of BF.
Clue number one.
Has a connection to Eric Clapton.
Clue number two.
Has a connection to Trust.
Clue number three.
This is often connected to no evidence or conflicting evidence.
Clue number four.
The opposite of this often involves skepticism.
DJ.
No!
Hawk
no!
was slightly first.
Blind faith.
Dang it!
Defense, dude, you were a split second late. What if that saved the record? It was Hawk by a millisecond.
Did you have it, Age?
Yeah. Oh, he definitely did.
Yeah.
Woo! Shoot. That was a big one for Chris.
That was a band he was in, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yep, blind faith. All right, three to go. AJ can still tie the record if he runs the table, but that was a huge point for Power Trip as a group to defend it against the 10. Here we go. Here's number 10 of BF. AJ needs the last three to tie the record.
Clue number one.
This can be accidental or intentional.
Clue number two.
This technically can be performed.
Clue number three.
This commonly features pain.
Hawk.
Okay.
Brain freeze.
Ooh. Hawk's out for the rest of number 10.
Damn.
Guess.
Clue number four.
This has connections to abdomens or stomachs.
Wait, one more, idiot.
Clue number five.
This often occurs in lakes, rivers, pools. AJ.
Belly flop.
That's right.
It's not over yet. You've got seven. Belly flop.
Holy crap.
Did you have a Jelly Belly clue in there?
No, the last one is that the world record is held by a guy named Professor Splash, who jumped in 12 inches of water from over 36 feet up.
I don't remember where or when, but Zach mentioned the Jelly Belly Museum or whatever. Mm-hmm. The jelly beans that aren't perfectly round or stuck together or whatever, you can buy them
flops?
In bulk. They're called belly flops.
Interesting. Oh, wow. Didn't know that.
Same thing. But
that would have been a great clue. I didn't see that.
That's
that
really good.
All right. AJ has two left to tie the record and become the first guy to get to nine twice.
I've got absolutely nothing.
What if we are well aware. Blind faith one is the difference. Here we go. Number 11 of BF.
Clue number one.
Appeared in a 1992 SNL spoof of Quantum Leap.
Clue number two.
Once met the Flintstones.
Paul.
Paul was first.
Bigfoot.
Somebody else ring in because they can pass if not. Does anybody else ring in or not?
I'll go, yeah. I rang in. Hawk.
Go for it.
Ben Franklin.
That's right.
Yeah, shoot. That's what I was going to say.
Franklin! I know, that's what I was going to go with.
Crap!
Nice job, Hogs.
Whatever.
All right.
That's whatever. Crushed.
Still, it's been a while since we've had eight, I think. Here's number 12 of BF.
Clue number one.
Was the title and the theme of an episode of South Park on November 13th, 2013.
Clue number two.
Connected to bomb explosions in Mumbai, India in 1993.
Clue number three.
April 15th, 2011, for poker players.
Adrian?
Yep.
Black Friday?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Nice job, Adrian.
Black Friday. Dude, 8
the only one I was actually going to guess.
Nice job, Adrian.
Should have been 9, Chris. Dude.
Should have been 10.
Should have been breaking.
Ben Franklin
should have gone in.
Yeah,
dude, that was the closest thing to the record we've seen in a long time. AJ with 8. AJ, what happens? You dominated.
I finally. Someone tweeted me a picture of their empty CBD fruit de pâtés last night. Now you can all get 20% off your CBD products. CultivatedCBD.com. Use the promo code INITIALS at checkout. 20% off. All weekend long, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, CultivatedCBD.com.
Man, you were a third of a second away from getting 9, right? Forget the Ben Franklin one for a second. You're a third of a second from getting Blind Faith and having 9.
The Ben Franklin one. Technically, Chris and Paul buzzed in simultaneously. But during that little questioning, did anyone else buzz in? Did I have a chance to go in, or did
no,
he have
Chris,
the right?
No, because Chris was technically the one who went second. He has the option to pass or ring in. Yep. Wow, what a dominant performance. Wow. All right, one final segment of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
The Fan.
Hey, AJ.
Hey, Chris.
This is Blind Faith.
Okay.
Not to rub it in.
Hey, you know, we always say if anybody's ever going to break the record and get 10 or 11 or 12, right, the stars virtually have to align. Yeah. They almost, I know there's a lot of ifs, but they almost just did because AJ was locked in. That's almost always step number one. You just got to have it. You got to be in the zone. There's two really close ifs, though. If he's a split second faster in, on Blind Faith, he gets 9 and ties the record. And if Chris just says he was willing to pass, right? If you change your mind and like, I'm not ready to guess. Ben Franklin. AJ says Ben Franklin. There's 10.
No,
you're that was the closest maybe we've ever been.
What was
10.
What was the next clue for the Ben Franklin one? Because I don't know that I would have gone in.
This is right in Chris's wheelhouse though too.
But if it was close enough, maybe both of us would have gone right away.
Clue three is has a connection to Nicolas Cage's character in the 2004 film National Treasure.
I think Nicolas Cage would have given it away for both of us, right?
But you know why? There's a connection. Maybe I accidentally would have given it away that it's like Founding Fathers stuff. But
well, I mean,
it's his name. His name is Benjamin Franklin Gates.
Oh, no kidding.
Of course it is.
I wouldn't have known that, but just the Founding Fathers declaration, like that would have been close enough.
Right.
I also think, though, on that one, hockey just went with my strategy.
Screw it. Right.
It's Ben Franklin but, or Bigfoot.
Well, but nobody thought or Bigfoot because everyone knows Bigfoot is one word.
Oh, yeah.
So it is wasn't. It? Yeah, but it would have been Parrish and me word. Then for four clues.
Yeah.
Parrish well, on no been. Sleep and me
yeah.
for four clues.
So it had his shot for four straight clues.
Right.
I
good
had
job, AJ.
Nothing.
I crazy. Needed it, man. I needed it.
Oof. And the other thing that the star, in terms of the stars having to align, you had to have one of the four guys do TV till 1 in the morning.
Right, right.
Yeah. Or one of the guys think Richard Ramirez is in his condo all night, up all night.
And one of those guys just be bad as always.
No, you've saved the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
You did.
He gets 11 if you're not here.
Yeah, no, honestly, Hawk has, should be doing a victory lap right now. That was crazy good. Parrish, are you back on TV tomorrow night, too?
Parrish was here today. Tomorrow night.
He's over there. All right, so back on Fox Sports North tomorrow night, pre and post for the Wild versus Kings round 2.
Yeah, half hour pre-game and half hour post-game intermissions. I'll be doing it all by myself. I won't have Walsy there carrying me.
Hey, get out of the way, Wes.
Looking forward to it. Me and Otter will be out there covering the Wild tomorrow night.
Right on, dude. Good for you.
Good job, buddy. Thank you.
We are working, by the way, on Monday. We've hemmed and hawed for like 2 weeks, but we decided, screw it, let's work. So we're going to be back live Monday morning, 5:30 to 9. Ben Lieber will be here to break down the weekend of NFL action that you're going to hear right here on The Fan. PA is next.
Everybody have a wonderful day. We didn't.